If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Yes, hello, Mrs. Governor.
Hello, this is Sarah. How are you?
Fine, and you? This is Nicolas Sarkozy speaking. How are you?
Oh, so good. It's so good to hear you. Thank you for calling us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. We have such great respect for you, John McCain and I. We love you, and thank you for 10 minutes to talk to me.
You know, we have a lot in common because personally, one of my favorite activities is to hunt, too.
Oh, very good. We should go hunting together.
Exactly. We could go try hunting by helicopter like you did. I never did that. Like we see in French, on pourrait tuer des bébés phoques aussi.
Well, I think we could have a lot of fun together as we're getting work done. We can kill two birds with one stone that way.
I just love killing those animals. Mm-mm. Take away a life. That is so fun. I'd really love to go as long as we don't bring Vice President Cheney.
No, I'll be a careful shot. Yes.
And now.
I must say something also, Governor. You've been pranked by the Masked Avengers. We are two comedians from Montreal.
Oh, have we been pranked?
Yeah! Woohoo!
Our feature presentation.
First of all,
we need a cool name like the Masked Avengers, first of all, because that just rules.
I, too, love to hunt. I want to go hunting.
Sure. Hey, party people, what up? It's Tuesday, the 4th of November.
That was a lot of direction that I got when I was down there. I appreciate that.
Right. Early morning, Kevin and Bean, What to Do Nephew coming up, 1-800-520-1067. Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. Used to be done at the end of the show. Now we do it first thing out. You get a chance to start us off in the right direction, and you get a prize. Call now, toll free. You know, I did feel bad for Governor Palin on that call because there were a lot of people who took from that somehow she was retarded. I didn't think that was that bad. I didn't think she handled herself poorly at all in that situation.
No, I agree.
I really don't. I mean,
there
were
some people to anyone,
who were really, you know, jumping on her for that. But it's not inconceivable that the president of France would call you if you're, you know, potentially the vice president of the United States. It's not. I mean, it's not like he would be calling me, in which case I would be a doofus for expecting that might happen. I mean, it's reasonable that she didn't say anything that was embarrassing. She didn't say anything that was dumb.
And even on the things you could tell she knew were a little either inappropriate or insulting, maybe she probably thought, oh, it's just lost in translation. This is not his first language. And she kind of dealt with it and was super right. I agree. I mean, you're painted into a corner because even if she wanted to say something back like, hey, don't say that kind of thing, she's thinking she's talking to the president of France. What's she going to do?
Yeah, and I mean, your job basically is to represent, you know, Senator McCain and not make waves and not make an international incident by calling him out or saying something. I mean, you're just being polite, basically. That's all it was. It's not like she was, you know, agreeing to sell Alaska to the French or anything like that. She was basically just making small talk with a guy she'd never spoke with before. Can't expect her to know what he sounds like on the phone.
And bigger people than her have been punked in that way.
Absolutely.
Let us not forget. And yet not mention.
I can't imagine who you're speaking
of. I don't either. It just occurs to me it must have happened sometime somewhere. Yeah.
Anyway. So that was good times. How glad are you that it's going to be over?
Oh, my God.
21 months this campaign's been going on, you guys.
Yeah.
21 months.
The ads, you know, I fast forward on my TV because I don't never watch live TV, so I haven't been bombarded. But just with the radio, it's bad enough. And the stuff I get in the mail every single day, just piles of stuff about all these propositions.
ESPN vote.
And the phone calls. Have you been getting the phone calls?
Of course. I don't answer my house phone, so it's a good solution.
Who calls? I don't know. For whatever reason, the calls are not big in Washington. Who calls you in California?
Well, it isn't anyone I know. Unlike like when SAG was voting, you get calls from famous people.
Celebrities
but
and stuff,
it wasn't anyone I know for the most part. But they were just, you know, calling mostly about propositions.
Propositions, yeah.
Yeah. Super annoying. Yeah. Hello?
Hi there. This is Bob. I would like to urge you to...
And it's all recorded, of course.
Of course.
And they go on for like a minute and a half.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch it unfold tonight. It could be a very short night, or it could be a night that takes 40 days in the Supreme Court to decide. That's what's fascinating about going into this. You know, it's like watching a World Series Game 7. You know, you have no idea whether it's going to be 2 hours and 2 minutes or it's going to be, you know, a 19-inning game that's going to keep you up till tomorrow.
I'll tell you, regardless of the winner, both candidates really need this election to be over. They had they had them both on Monday Night Football last night.
Yeah.
And,
I forgot to tune in for that. That's right. They were both doing part of the halftime, right?
Obviously, because of his age and his health, Barack Obama pulls it off a lot better than Senator McCain.
Yeah. But the schedule McCain's been on at his age has been insane. I mean, he's doing rallies till midnight every night.
They
both look like just skeletal wrecks of men. I mean, they were so tired and beaten.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a brutal schedule. Even today, historically, you don't campaign on Election Day. You put it aside and that's it, you're done. They're both out there on the road this morning.
Are they really?
Barack Obama's in Virginia this morning. He's on his way to Indiana. I think Senator McCain is in Nevada, then he's going to Arizona. He's still giving speeches. I mean, right up until the last possible minute. You're right. I mean, when Senator McCain drops dead in 4 weeks, it's going to be really bad news if he has won. You know?
And, you know, the thing is, like you, Bean, I know everything about the government from the West Wing.
Yes. And, that's the only place I learned anything.
But I learned a lot. And it's not like they get to take a week off if, you know, whoever wins. They got to hit the ground running. They got to start putting cabinets together.
Yep.
It won't be like campaigning, but it's not going to be a vacation either.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
You got to get those U-joints, then you got to get an Allen wrench, putting cabinets together. I mean,
it's rough.
No.
Yeah, a lot of work. Got to go to IKEA.
No, guys, I think the reference was to personnel, people you have to hire in your administration.
What?
Anyway, it is, of course, Kevin and Bean Election Day coverage today because I think you all know we are the best political team on television. I mean, that pretty much is what Kevin and Bean are known for.
You just heard what we just did. You know that. Yeah. It's pretty exactly. obvious, right?
That whole cabinet chunk I worked up. months I worked on it.
And if you are the type of person who, and I guess there are some out there who say that they're undecided, and part of it there may be some people who actually really are undecided, but I think more so when people say they're undecided, it's that they don't like either candidate and they know they're making a choice of between two, you know, evils, basically.
It must be.
I bet that's the case with a lot of people. I can't decide because I'm not crazy about either guy. Because if you liked one guy, you wouldn't be undecided at this point, right?
Yeah. And also, I mean, they're pretty different on a lot of social issues. So these must be people who don't care about social issues. They're just mostly focused probably on the war and the economy.
Or have a mixed bag of social issues. Some people are pro-choice but like the war. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, we're going to talk to undecided voters on the program today and find out what's up. And if necessary, we'll flip a coin and we'll decide for you. I mean, if that's what it takes. You know, because
I like it.
It's unacceptable for you to be undecided at this point. We are going to decide for you on the program today. Also, and really this is the only thing you need to know if you're one of those undecided people, is we're going to check in with Doto today.
Yeah.
Because he's – I mean – doesn't he study public policy or something? I mean,
yes.
Isn't that what he goes to school for?
That's what he said.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
So he's educated. So he's the guy that, you know, I didn't even graduate college. I'm going to go to Doto and I'm going to find out what I ought to be doing with myself and
Excellent.
My vote today.
Kevin Bean, there's one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
First, though, before we get to all of that, and of course, Ralph Showbiz Beat, let me start with this email, then we'll get to your calls. Steve writes in, hey guys, put me down for a hell yeah. It's great to have What It Do Nephew move back to the early spot at the start of the show. Now us working folks can call in like we used to be able to, not just those losers that stay home all day. We get to yuck it up at the morning intro, hear the lame callers, rub one out to Lisa's traffic report, and still get to work on time.
Yeah.
So,
I feel better.
That's hot.
Lisa, you had to know that was being done.
To traffic? So anyway,
to Steve and all the early morning listeners, 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve!
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right, and you know how this works. You give us a call, you get on the air, you get a prize. And today, it's tickets to the NHRA Auto Club Finals coming up on Sunday, November 16th. You can also win a Burnout Zone VIP package on KROQ.com as a street team member. Lightning is going to be there. It's as close to the starting line as you can get. Why don't we start with Reza in Woodland Hills on line 2. Hey, Reza, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was just a little disappointed because I have yet to hear anything about the holiday season of No Shave November, which basically is everyone doesn't shave for the entire month of November for usually a cause, and this year's cause is to save Darfur.
I had heard about that.
Yeah, where did this get started?
Who's
organizing this? Who's promoting this?
Well, there's a whole bunch of just scattered people. Well, I'm on the website right now.
Did you hear an email?
I got this basically from my friend Eric from Facebook. Facebook thing as well. Just, you know.
All right, Risa, let me ask you this. Because forgive me for not being smart. How does not shaving save Darfur?
Well, you get pledges not to shave, and then you donate those pledges to either the website or the actual foundation.
So you raise money by not shaving?
Pretty much.
How much money do you think you can raise?
I honestly have no idea. I'm just not shaving. I haven't really gotten any pledges.
But if anyone asks, you're doing it for Darfur?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Is it just that you're lazy, really, more than you care about Africans?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's a lot.
All right, so no shave for Darfur, apparently, is what...
All right,
the whole no shave thing does not go well with the Kevin and Bean show. It doesn't work out. We tried that once. It does not work out.
And people just fell out. Well, you all promised to wait, a month?
A month.
And it took, like, I don't know, 4 days for Kevin to shave?
Dave and Ralph look fine. Dave and Ralph. Yeah, they look fine, Dave and Ralph. Omar cannot... grow beards, really. I can't either. And Bean is just disgusting. He looks, I mean, To Catch a Predator is going to show up at his front door when he grows facial hair.
I really do look like a child molester with the creepy sort of mustache that I grow. And that's all I can do. I can't, there's nothing I can do about that. All right, let's try to squeeze in one more because we don't want to run too late. We have a very full show today. How about Ben in Downey? He's on line one this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ben, what'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? Baby Boo?
What'd it do, Ben?
Real quick, I was over in Norwalk by the county recorder's office where they're doing all the early voting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was passing by, and I saw those people with the No on 8 signs that they were protesting. And I pulled over real quick to grab one of those signs. All of a sudden, this lady comes out of nowhere, cuts me off right in front of my car, starts calling me a faggot, a murderer.
A murderer?
Anti-American. And all of a sudden, the sheriff come over, like about five of them come over and said, "What's going on?" And we just said, "This lady's going crazy." Threw in handcuffs, threw in the back of the car, and took off.
Awesome.
Are you serious?
They weren't waiting for nothing. As soon as they saw the situation, they grabbed her, took her, and left.
A marriage is between Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
I think she doesn't know which proposition it is if she's calling you a murderer.
Out of left field, literally.
She's very confused.
It is definitely one, as Mike found out when he ran out and got some tape over the weekend. It is one that people are very passionate about, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But she may have stepped it up a notch too much. That's a funny story, though. All right, don't be sure to vote, but don't kill today. Thank you for the call on that, Ben. We appreciate it. A quick break on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We'll be right back with Ralph Show.
Don't forget to rock the vote this Tuesday. Get there early.
Okay.
And we got to, you know, do something. Black president. It's up to you and me and all of us.
Right.
Black president.
Why do you keep...
18 to vote.
Why do you say it like that?
Shake some action. Mm-hmm. I hope you all get out there. Shake some action and rock the vote.
What
just think, when I'm on next week, we'll have a new president elected. I hope black, we really need something to shake some action.
Shake some action.
Black president.
He's right.
Get out and vote Tuesday.
Nothing wrong with the black president.
Early and should go on to around 8 or 9 o'clock.
Right.
And
good information.
Tonight and next week.
So the polls will close sometime at night.
Black president.
Okay. Yeah. Rodney seems, that's unusually fired up for Mr. Bingenheimer.
He is passionate.
I mean, he could barely contain his excitement right there.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, 106.7 K-Rock Q. An instant request for Sean Connery and Sarah Palin together for the first time. Coming up after the news at 6. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Now that's a ticket.
I'd vote for that.
Connery Palin in 2012?
Oh, Connery as president would be the best.
Oh, he would just bomb everyone all the time.
Yep.
That's all he'd
do. Wouldn't be too good for you ladies, though, Lisa, if Sean Connery were running things.
No, I don't think it would. I think I would have to go into a basement and not come out for 4 years.
You could start going to auctions again and buying women and keeping them shackled to the wall.
Like the good old days.
Man time.
It's about time, man.
Change the name of this nation.
Just Mantime Nation.
United States of Man. That's what it would be called.
Well, we have been living in the pussified states of America for too long.
I agree.
I think it's time.
Before I get to showbiz news, let me mention that still going on is the AFI Film Festival. The American Film Institute is an amazing institute that is dedicated to the art of feature film. And every year they put together this film festival, which represents the best of cinema from around the world. It's going on from now till November the 9th. And you've got 151 films from 38 different countries, as well as panels and receptions and special events, all dedicated to the art of cinema. If you're a movie geek like I am, you should check out AFIFest.com. They've got all the information there, as well as how you can buy your tickets and what's showing and some of the recommendations they give you for things you should attend to, like Steven Soderbergh's new movie, Shay, Darren Aronofsky's new movie, The Wrestler, with Mickey Rourke, which people are saying will put him in Oscar consideration.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, everyone's raving about his performance in that movie. So check it out, AFIFest.com, for more details.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing if Mickey Rourke won an Oscar. It would be amazing.
Bring a chihuahua on stage to accept it.
Right. Speaking of movies, those of you who have seen Zach and Miri Make a Porno know how much fun it is. Mm-hmm. And you also know how good Tracy Lords is in it.
Yes, yeah. Real good.
Former porn actress, gone legit, has been acting in mainstream films and television for some time now. And she sort of revisits her porn past by appearing as a very talented adult entertainer in the movie who can blow bubbles in a most unusual fashion. Originally in the script, she was to have a topless scene. Tracy Lords topless again. That would have been worth the price of admission for me right there.
Sure.
But she had to turn Kevin Smith down because she was lactating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember saying, Tracy says, listen, I understand why the character's topless, but I'm lactating. And if you want me, my boobs are off limits right now. Kevin acquiesced and hired her anyway, despite the fact that we didn't get any milky goodness.
Oh, that'd
be awesome. That'd be a great scene.
Sexy. That's not sexy.
Wow. Be memorable.
But there's already a memorable scene in there. That would be two memorable scenes if we had that.
Hey, it's to Kevin Smith's credit that he's the first director in 20-something years to get her to even be in a movie that has anything to do with that sort of subject matter. She's done everything she can to distance herself from it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Kevin said that Tracy apparently thought it might be time to address her past and make fun of it a little bit and maybe get that monkey off her back. So, by the way, I saw a movie once in where she had a monkey on her back.
It was very interesting. What was that monkey doing, Ralph?
Doing a lot of that.
I did not expect to hear that.
As monkeys are wont to do. Colin Farrell is clean and sober and remorseful that he's lost so much of his life to drugs and alcohol.
Wow.
Colin, who I affectionately refer to as the Irish car bomb, says that he can't remember many of the biggest experiences in his life due to addiction.
I can identify with him.
He says the 10 years of his life, the past 10 years of his life, are pretty sketchy when it comes to details. And that was like the highlight of his career the past 10 years.
Sure,
that's when he
hit
the heights. On the bright side, he's cleaned up now, and he says everything he does seems to be clearer and more enjoyable, so he's very happy that he got that monkey off his back. By the way, I saw a movie with Colin Farrell once where he had a monkey on his back. Blah, 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 blah. Madonna says she's ready to move back to the United States in the wake of her impending divorce from Guy Ritchie.
Don't punish
us.
Yeah, we don't want her either.
No.
You take her, England. She feels that she's no longer safe in England because she thinks the country's population is turning on her for dumping one of their favorite native sons.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So apparently she's ready to move back to New York, where she says she always feels welcome there.
Yeah. Well, we're not doing our job.
Wait till A-Rod stops hitting so well because he starts dating her, and that'll all change.
Two more seasons of the Yankees not making the playoffs, and she will not be welcome there. I guarantee it.
She's got a point, however, that the Brits tend to turn on a dime with their celebrities, especially when one of them is beloved, like Guy Ritchie is. Remember what Heather McCartney went through when she was a bitch to Paul. She was receiving death threats and stuff. But in that case, it was absolutely appropriate. Amy Winehouse back in the hospital again.
Did she ever get out?
Yeah, she was released 4 days earlier, then she went back in again.
Oh, my God.
People magazine saying she developed a chest infection after being diagnosed with scarring of the lungs earlier this year.
This stuff is getting in the way of her drug use.
I know. Well, I don't think it is. I really don't. I think she's handling
that
just fine.
She manages anyway.
Yeah. Where it is, doctors have given her strict orders to quit smoking. And apparently, friends say at one point she covered herself in nicotine patches trying to make the cravings disappear.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. She's trying to stop smoking and make her heart explode all at the same time.
Oh, oh my God.
There has to come a point with that scarring. I mean, that's when you're really impacting your ability to breathe properly, right? I mean, it's just made it harder and harder and harder for her to even live.
And what is she, 24?
That's what's amazing, the amount of damage she's managed to do at such a young age.
If she develops, you know, severe emphysema or scarring of the lungs at this point.
She gets pneumonia?
Yeah.
To kill her.
Mickey Rourke, Ralph, who we're all shocked is alive, and you mentioned earlier in the report, is in better health than Amy Winehouse at 24
That's
years
true.
Old.
That's true. And looks better.
Yeah.
And looks better.
Despite his freakish plastic surgery.
He claims, by the way, this was in Entertainment Weekly this week.
Oh, stop.
It wasn't plastic surgery. It's all the boxing he did.
Oh, stop.
For the last 4 years or whatever.
No one gets a cauliflower chin. No, it's not possible.
An eye lift for boxing.
You know? No, you don't suddenly get cheekbone implants from boxing.
Oh, he's a liar.
He's a big fat liar who lies. The Farrelly brothers have finally committed to their often talked about but never really green-lit movie about the Three Stooges. Variety announces that it is a go. We're going to get a new Three Stooges movie from the Farrelly brothers.
Is Chiklis going to be in it?
He won't. Well, he was an excellent Curly in the TV movie. He says that the movie will be set in present day, says Peter Farrelly. And the boys, however, will be dressed exactly like the original Three Stooges dressed back in the 30s. He also said there's going to be an American Idol-type talent search to find a Curly.
Sam, the Armenian comedian.
With auditions in several cities, and a finalist will be chosen here in Los Angeles. We love the Stooges and honor their memory, he said. We don't want them to disappear. We hope that next Thanksgiving, which is the release date of the film, dads will be introducing their kids to the Stooges, and we will create a new generation of knuckleheads.
I am delighted to hear that, because the Stooges have been pretty much off the radar for the last few years.
They have. I don't know how they fell out of favor, but this isn't going to help. Because listen, Stooges, just lightning in a bottle. You're not going to be able to find three guys who will be able to do what they did the way they did it. You just won't. Yeah. You'd be much better off going back and getting the DVDs of the old black and white Stooge movies and watching those. However, I do think Psycho Mike's idea of having Sam audition for Curly is an excellent one.
His physique is spot on.
He's a little thin for Curly.
But if you've ever seen Sam with his shirt off, he has that perfect like beer belly with like the man breast like flopping over the top and the bald head.
You have to shave the beard and mustache.
Look, we could put on a couple pounds on Sam in a couple months.
That's
don't worry.
True. All right. Sam for the new Curly. I'm behind it. Today's celebrity birthdays. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy Daddy, Doo-Wah Diddy. Sean Combs is 39 years old today, as is my old buddy Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
He is 39 as well.
Ralph, what happened with his surfing movie that came out for a week and then went away? What's that deal?
It was a vanity project that he really, was into because he loved surfing, but no one wanted to see it.
But he's Matthew McConaughey. Couldn't he get somebody to at least distribute it for him? Or was it that bad?
Was it
just an awful movie?
I'm guessing, it was poorly conceived and ill-executed. That's what I'm guessing. Survivor host Jeff Probst is 47 years old today. Actor Ralph Macchio, forever known as the Karate Kid, is also 47 years old today.
Oh, wow.
The Karate Kid's 47. Have you seen him, though? He's one of those freakishly youthful-looking people who still looks like he's 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never age. It's weird.
Macchio.
Kathy Griffin, our pal, is 48 years old today, and First Lady Laura Bush turned 62 years old today.
Really?
Yep. She looks pretty good for 62.
I was going to say.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's time for the Kevin Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. That is the number you call 24 hours a day. You leave a message, and then we play it back on the air. Ralph, as you know, today's election day.
What?
Which is weird, because you'd think that we would have gotten more notice on that, but it hasn't really been talked about all that much. It kind of sneaked up on us.
Got no time to vote today. It's just not going to happen.
And this is kind of a last chance for people to, to sway their friends and neighbors, and in this case, listeners, on how to vote for some of these potentially divisive propositions. We're getting a lot of good advice, a lot of good calls from our listeners on the Afro Line. For instance, maybe this one will tip you off to how to vote for this popular proposition.
Mike and Bean are totally gay for each other, and that's okay. No on eight.
Good for them.
Okay. So he makes that point, and then this guy then calls right back, and now what do you do?
If Megan Fox's a lesbian, When do you want to see her kiss the other bride? No, on 8.
See, now what are you doing, right? And then this guy's just muddying the waters.
Kevin and Bean love each other, so I'm voting no on Proposition 8.
You guys got a lot of support. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It sounds like maybe this listener has made up his mind at least who he likes for president.
Obama.
That's just painful now.
Yeah, that hurts. At least I can't say why, but you need to somehow date this man. That kind of breath control?
Yeah, no kidding.
Come on.
It'd be amazing.
This is not who you think it is, but it's a fairly reasonable facsimile.
Hello, this is Sam the Plumber. Joe is not my real name. I want you to make voting for Obama come next week, because finally we will have president who always have weed on him. So, you know, we Armenians are like the...
Oh, come on. That's Sam the Barber, not Sam the Plumber.
Sure, that's right. Not every call is about the election. Here's a recap of our Halloween party.
Kevin and Bean, Halloween party, Miss Cleo. We want more pictures of Miss Cleo. God, she's hot. Boobs.
She had them out there at the party.
Unbelievable.
Sure did.
They were unbelievable.
Yeah. She could just come up to the bar and just pop them on the bar if she wanted to.
They seemed unreal. I mean, it seemed like I was looking at some sort of Hollywood special effects magic trick. Because how was she able to support them?
I thought an alien was going to burst out of one of them. That's what I thought. It was that much of a special effect. I thought it was going to skitter across the floor.
Unbelievable. You got to go to KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean, the sites page, and you see pictures from the Halloween party. Miss Cleo, if we could have given one of our own the $1,000 for the costume contest, I think we would have given it to her. But
absolutely,
we didn't have that option. This guy, we just got to kill him.
Hey, Bean, are you glad it's daylight savings time? Oh, I love daylight savings time.
Saving.
Oh, it's the best. Saving.
Awesome.
Saving.
Saturday Night Live this weekend was doing a story on Weekend Update, and I had a big chyron over Seth Meyers' shoulder that said, daylight savings time. I was like,
are you kidding me?
Yes!
Woo! I got to write a strongly worded letter. And by the way, it's now standard time, okay? For people who already don't know how to say daylight saving time, then they get it backwards. It's standard time now. Saving time is over.
Save it for your blog.
Oh,
well,
God.
Annie's in a bunch.
Who cares?
Here's some great news about our favorite weather girl on Channel 4.
5 in the morning, and Aaliyah's showing a little more cleavage than she did on Friday, and I'm loving it. I want to see the rest of her boobs.
All right.
If they would invent some sort of film genre that featured naked women with large breasts, so you could see them all you wanted without having to watch weather and try to spank it to a weather broadcast. Losers.
I'm just saying, it's we're going to sue her. I haven't forgotten about that. We're going to get our attorney friend on the air. We're going to sue her for covering those puppies up every day. I can't read my own handwriting on this one, but I'm sure this is an important Afro call.
Good.
Next Thursday, November 6th. DeJuan's birthday. How about breakfast with DeJuan? Wow. Who's with me?
That sounds like a great idea.
Great idea.
I don't know about you guys, but I've gotten an endless stream of emails and text messages from DeJuan asking us to help plan his birthday party.
Yes.
And get things going. So we have to do something.
Well, we're bringing him in. We're going to talk about it today. We are going to arrange a ride for him so he can come down and spend the day with us. And he also is applying to be a KROQ phone up, as you know, but needs a little bit of help filling out the application, so we'll help him with that.
Anybody but Kevin.
I'm hoping we can get some UCLA cheerleaders down here maybe to help make his birthday special, because you know how he loves the UCLA Lady Bruins.
Can we get In-N-Out to open early so we can get a couple burgers and some fries down
here?
That's
a great idea, too. But that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And Lisa has agreed to show him her boobs, so we got that. So
awesome.
He'll
see
those.
Be quite the party.
How about Cleo? She in?
Let's see if she'll
do
it for DeJuan.
I don't have to do it. Seriously.
Tiny little mind will just explode if you saw those.
Those are probably the first boobs he's ever seen in real life, too, by the way.
You don't want to set him up like that.
because everything else will be a disappointment afterwards.
Seriously, Miss Cleo will never show us her boobs. Let's ask if she'll go privately into a room with Dewan and just give him a peek for his birthday. Wouldn't that be sweet?
It's the least she can do.
I agree. All right,
Cleo, what do you say? Come on, what do you say? You know Dewan, he's a sweet guy. He needs a little love from the Kevin and Bean show. Are you willing to show him to Dewan?
For Dewan, I might just pull him out.
Is that a yes?
That's a maybe.
Let's make it a yes. Let's commit right now.
I want to make sure it's not going to kill him.
Let's make it a yes.
Yeah, look, Lisa's right. That might throw him into a world he would never come out of.
These may be the only boobs he ever gets to see. Why not make them the most spectacular set we can offer?
Because for the rest of his life, he's going to see other boobs. He's going to go, those are very good. Those are small and not as good as Miss Cleopatra.
Cleo, you have to do it for the
Hey, Alex, less than you. Get out. Alex is trying to talk her out of it.
What's Alex saying?
She's saying no.
Protect the boobies.
Oh, how dare you.
Oh, we have too many women on the show.
All right, I'm out.
We'll work on that. Hey, great news, guys. We got a celebrity calling in on the Kevin Beat Afro line yesterday.
This is Stephen Hawking. Mankind has had many questions since the beginning of the universe. The one troubling me the most is, why do you think Dean is so gay?
Oh, that's the one question that even Hawking can't even answer.
And we'll close with a song.
Especially from tall beastmen in Seattle. It's Zac Efron outside the window. It's Zac Efron behind the trees. I wish that you could see that I would rather die than see High School Musical 3. And it's Zac Efron behind the window pane. Zac Efron, he's so gay.
Wow,
Zac is gay. Zac Efron and Bean are gay. Oh, so gay.
Okay. All right, we got it. All right. That guy is somehow channeling Omar's brain. Yes. I don't know how he does that, but that's very impressive. 323-520-AFRO. That is the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Call anytime. We'll take a break. Come back more with our election coverage from the best political team on television. It's K-Rock.
There you go.
Kevin and Bean show on K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Tuesday morning, Election Day 2008. Hey, what was the, just so I know what our policy is, what was our verdict on whether you should vote today or not? Because there are some people who say, I don't care and I don't follow it. And did we decide that we were going to force those people to vote, to become informed and vote? Or did we just decide, hey, if you don't want to vote and you don't know anything about the stuff, then just stay home?
I think if you don't know anything, stay home.
Well, we've got the wheel. We've got the wheel of bad votes.
The wheel of bad votes.
Yes. So today we're going to talk to undecided voters. And when they call in, they're not going to know what's going on. They're not going to be educated in terms of the propositions or the candidates. We're just going to spin the wheel, and whatever comes up, that's how they have to vote.
Yeah, we can take care of those people who are going to vote. But what about the people who, you know, all the celebrities have been urging them to get out there and vote, but they really don't want to, and they really don't care who wins or what propositions pass? Should they still go, or should they stay home?
Whew, that's a toughie.
Yeah.
I guess stay home.
Stay home.
Don't care. We don't care. Don't vote. Yeah.
I don't want to have to wait in a really long line with a bunch of people who don't know anything.
Yeah, that's
a good
point.
Would be annoying.
Let me tell you who's already out there ready to vote as soon as the poll near him opens at 7 o'clock is our own K-Rock intern, former intern of the Kevin and Bean Show, Beer Mug, joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Mug, how are you, man?
Good morning.
Does he know anything?
Morning, Uncle Sam. Do you know anything?
I know one thing and one thing only.
Yes.
Is that if you vote today, on Election Day, today, you get pretty much bribed into free stuff.
You do get free stuff.
That's a great point, Mug. We have not talked about that. There are actually businesses that are giving away stuff today if you can prove you voted, right?
Yes. There are three businesses that have actually been put out in the media. One of them is Ben & Jerry's ice cream store, Krispy Kreme Donuts, and Starbucks coffee.
Sweet.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why you're voting, Mug? That's why you're going to be in the polling place when it opens at 7, so then you can hit the road and start collecting all the free stuff today?
Listen, I mean, I'm not really much a voter, and the only thing I've ever voted for in life is for Denny's to bring back the Grand Slam breakfast.
Right, sure.
I'm pretty excited today.
All right. So which polling place are you at this morning, Mug?
I'm at the polling place located in Tarzana in the San Fernando Valley. Okay. We got a little bit of a line forming already.
Really?
You know, 20 minutes to open. I think the other people know about the free stuff. Let me ask them. Let me ask you. Do you guys know about the free stuff? Okay, they just gave me a weird look.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe only the Jews know about the free stuff, Mug. You ever think about that?
Come on.
Well, I'm just saying. It's Mug. Come on.
It's inherent. I guess it's inherent.
You know, a lot of people.
A Jewish brother like that.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being thrifty. Value conscious. A lot of people were saying that they were really predicting some just god-awful lines around various places in the country because it is expected such a huge voter turnout for this particular election. So I'm kind of not surprised to hear that there are people who are already lined up at Mug's location.
Well, they probably want to vote at 7 right when it opens so they can get to work, too.
And so they can get their free coffee at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way,
the free donut
at
Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Yeah.
This Babeland, this sex toy place, is that a brick-and-mortar place, Ralph, or is that just a,
no, it's
that's
one
a brick-and-mortar?
Right on Melrose.
Well, Alex just found out that they, if you can show them, just like with the other businesses we mentioned, if you show them your voting stub, that you can get a free sex toy. They're giving away a silver bullet or a Maverick sleeve for free.
Maverick sleeve.
Yes.
You betcha.
What about a big tub of lube?
There's the lube is additional cost. Sorry.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. All right, Mug. Well, you go ahead and do your civic duty and keep us informed. And then after you vote and you get your little sticker, then head on over to Starbucks or Krispy Kreme or Ben & Jerry's, whatever's close to you, and we'll see how the free stuff goes today, all right?
I'm going to take advantage to the fullest point.
Okay, well said.
Right. Hope they're giving out beer someplace for beer mugs.
All right, Mugs, thanks. We'll check in with you as our election coverage for 2008 continues. They're still running the political ads, by the way.
Hotter and heavier than ever.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this, isn't it unbelievable? I understand, you know, like we were talking earlier, they used to suspend the campaigns after the day before Election Day. But even today, Senator McCain and Senator Obama are out there still giving speeches and still trying to make sure people go to the polls. And, Ralph, you saw that they're continuing to spend these political ad dollars all the way through, you know, the close of polls tonight, right?
Yeah, it was funny. The last couple of days, they said that for the first time ever, McCain's camp has actually been spending more in political ads than Obama's for the first time during the race.
Oh, really?
Whatever money they have left, they're just spending it because they need to catch up. They're 9 points behind in the polls, at least. So they are really they're pushing hard, and it's getting dirtier too.
That's the thing, is these ads are not here's why I'm great and vote for me. It seems like 100% of the ads I've seen, at least in the last few days, have been the other guy sucks and here's why.
Yeah, especially I was watching football last night, and I saw ads for McCain with the whole Obama Reverend Wright connection again. They're pushing that really hard.
No kidding,
bringing that one back really severely.
Wow.
And in fact, there are emails going out, and this was a story I got from the AP, that is tying Barack Obama to the Holocaust.
What?
This is the latest tack the Republicans are taking are that
he wasn't born then.
That he is not strong on a free state of Israel. He's not a strong supporter of Israel.
Right.
And the email says, Jewish Americans cannot afford to make the wrong decision on Tuesday, November 4th. Many of our ancestors ignored the warning signs in the 30s and 40s and made a tragic mistake. So if you vote for Obama, then you're opening the door for Adolf Hitler again. That's what I guess they're saying. They're going to bring him back. They're going to do defrost him wherever they have him. In Argentina or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. It is getting ugly. And I think we do have an example of one of the very latest McCain ads that hit the airwaves just yesterday is going through the close of polls today. Let's roll that.
By now, you've all heard about Barack Obama's connection with William Ayers and with the hate preacher, Reverend Wright. And yet, a lot of you are still going to vote for him. Have you heard that Barack Obama once had Thanksgiving dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer? And have you heard that Barack Obama was the one who used to put the makeup on John Wayne Gacy's face when he dressed up as a birthday clown?
What?
Have you heard those things? We're not saying they're true, but have you heard them? And don't bother trying to research them to see if they're right or wrong. It's too late. It's time to vote. Barack Obama, can you take the chance that he will dress up a clown for your child's birthday party and then eat you and then play racquetball with the Unabomber? All right. Take that chance if you feel comfortable. I wouldn't do it. And if you do it, you're f***ing nuts.
Wow.
Brought to you by Republicans that are really pissed off. We're still 9 points behind in the polls.
Jeez. That just seems ugly and out of, that's just out of
Isn't
the bounds
the
of good taste.
Isn't the Unabomber in jail?
Yeah.
How can you play racquetball with him then?
That seems Jeez. Unsubstantiated. But it's clearly not just a one-sided attack here. Is it true that even with a lead in the polls, Senator Obama is running attack ads against Senator McCain? And I just think this is ugly as well.
Senator John McCain has voted for George W. Bush's policies 90% of the time. For the past 8 years, Senator John McCain has been in bed with President George W. Bush. Literally. Now, we're not saying John McCain and George W. Bush are gay lovers. Or are we? Some people speculate that the reason George W. Bush spends so much time in Texas is because it's closer to Arizona. And you know who lives in Arizona, don't you? That's right. Senator John McCain. If Senator John McCain is elected president, is there a chance that George W. Bush will be the first lady man?
Oh, come on.
Probably not. But are you willing to take that risk?
Yeah.
Do you want to wake up tomorrow with an old gay dude as president?
Come on.
Wow. I didn't think so. And if you have any pictures of Senator John McCain and George W. Bush holding hands or kissing, please give us a call.
Brought to you by Democrats who are just making shit up.
Oh, come on.
Okay. That's just getting
just fear-based. I don't go for that fear-based politics.
This has got to end.
And now it's time for the 17th most comprehensive Election Day news coverage on FM Radio HD. From coast to coast and poll to poll, it's Kevin and Bean's Race to the White House 2008.
This just into KROQ Election Headquarters. The presidential election has been called. John McCain is the next president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Senator McCain.
Senator McCain is going to be number 44. So that's it. It's over.
Hard-hitting, in-depth coverage cannot be found here with Kevin and Bean and their Race to the White House 2008.
Seems like they might have counted more votes before they called that one, but that's what they're telling us.
Don't the polls open at 7?
We haven't even opened. Not here.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, it surprised me, but that's the kind of information we're getting. We pass it immediately on to the lister unfiltered.
So it's called. So it's over. Don't bother to vote, I guess, huh?
So it's over. Right. Right. You still vote on the propositions, I guess, but at least you already know who's at the top of the table.
Whatever with the propositions. That's not the fun votes.
Sure. Well, we'll find out who you ought to vote for with those with our political correspondent, Doto, who joins us after the news at 7. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Which candidate is eating flan, Kevin and Bean? That's what he's going to ask.
Right.
Why'd you like to have a town hall debate with Doto in the audience? That's what I would have liked to have seen this campaign season.
And you encourage him to ask as many questions as he wants.
Just have him ask. He'd be the moderator for the debate.
That'd be awesome.
Which one did you charge chocolate for buffets? German chocolate cake. Which one likes German chocolate cake?
All right, we'll check in with him. Plus, we have a real-life Democratic superdelegate who's working in Nevada. This is a guy who handled the convention for us. We talked to him. Very knowledgeable young dude, and he can tell us at least he'll tell us about voter fraud today, I hope.
That guy. What do you need him for?
It's true. We have you. We don't need him, Doto.
It's all coming up in the next
show. Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
What's Hollywood talking about?
You know, I was thinking, we have Dwan's birthday coming up. We were talking about that.
Yes.
And for his birthday, as a gift, we wanted to have Miss Cleo bring out her voluminous cans and give them a looky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It dawned on me, why go to the amateurs when we have a former professional right here on staff?
Yes.
Oh, forget we have Tiny Dancer, our intern, used to work as an exotic dancer.
True.
That's right.
And she's smoking hot.
Yes, she is.
Why don't we get a pole in here in one of the studios and we give Dwan a lap dance for his birthday?
That's fantastic.
Because he might run out screaming?
No, or I don't know. He might become a man.
Yeah, I think we need some Clorox wipes, too, as well.
Why do you have to ruin all the good things with your badness?
I'm just saying.
Ralph was trying to make it a beautiful moment for a young man.
Hold on. I'm being told in my ear that Tiny Dancer saying, why not double team? Miss Cleo and Tiny Dancer.
Well, I hope that happens on my birthday. Whatever with Dwan, my birthday's around the corner. Let's keep that in mind.
All right, let's get Dwan on the phone tomorrow and find out what he wants for his birthday, because we'll make the young man's dreams come true.
You don't give him what he wants. You give him what he needs, Bean.
Okay.
You ask Dwan what he wants. A Q-tip. You know, it's not going to get the answer we want.
I want
a mule.
90210.
I want a mule and unicorn on 90210 for UCLA girls.
All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we?
Sure.
Apparently, Disney didn't get enough of your money from High School Musical 3. So they are releasing a brand new version this Friday.
What?
Yes.
It's been out a week.
What? Lisa, once again, you've crystallized my thoughts perfectly. It is the sing-along version
of High School Musical 3 senior year.
They did it with Hairspray as well. And it was annoying because you didn't have a choice. Once it came out with the sing-along, that's all there was in the theater.
125 screens across these great United States of ours will get the karaoke version of High School Musical 3. We'll have on-screen lyrics.
Yep.
And all that other fun stuff that comes along with singing along with Zach and the rest of his Fruit Loop friends.
Wow. High School Musical, who
says we have to let it go? I say you have to let it go. I say it.
They did that with the first two movies on the Disney Channel where they aired a karaoke version, but I guess I didn't expect they would do it in theaters, especially so quickly.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. No. I guess that's true. Joaquin Phoenix is high and drunk.
What?
At least that's what some people are speculating. You know, he announced his retirement from acting last Friday so he could focus on music.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he would also like some more time to focus on drugs. He appeared at a public tribute to Paul Newman last week in San Francisco. And, according to onlookers, was completely out of it.
Well, that's nice, because Paul Newman actually has a foundation. Yeah, Drug Rehab Foundation.
Yeah. Lost his son Scott to drug abuse.
That's right.
Other actors were performing scenes and doing readings. Phoenix just got up and stumbled out. He wobbled back in a little bit later, but it was odd. He was slurring his words and was unsteady on his feet, said people who attended the event.
I have the tape of Joaquin's appearance there if you guys want to hear it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's kind of sad, really.
I just sit in my house just piling all the narcotics into my body that I possibly can.
Right?
Namely ketamine, nitrous oxide, PCP, cocaine, you know. And I just get all kinds of results.
Yes, he does. So friends are worried about the star, who's already had a very public battle with drinking and drugs. He's rehabbed a couple of times, and they're
friends
afraid.
And family.
Yeah, they're afraid he might be back into it again. Mm. A representative for Phoenix said he's fine. He just wants to focus on music. Yeah, maybe his reps aren't looking out for him the way they should.
Yeah, dude.
If you've seen Zach and Miri make a porno, you know it's got one of the most disturbing scenes ever, ever shown in a comedy. Lisa, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. The frosting.
The frosting scene?
Yes.
Turns out we just missed out on having one that could have been maybe even more disturbing. Tracy Lords, who plays the character Bubbles in the film, a stripper who's able to blow bubbles in the most interesting way, was supposed to have a topless scene, but Tracy told director Kevin Smith, no, she refused. Not because she's so shy. After all, she does have a history of porn movies when she was younger, but because she was lactating.
Mm. Oh, and that's wrong.
And didn't want it to be milktacular.
No, I'd be against that.
Apparently, she said to Kevin, listen, I understand why the character's topless, but I'm lactating, and if you want me, my boobs are off limits right now.
Unless it'd be a cereal scene.
Exactly. Yeah. What if you need, you get some milk? Oh, I'm out of milk. Anybody got any? My coffee. I need some milk in my coffee. Bubbles awesome. Comes up. Boom. That's comedy gold right there. That's what you got.
Legendary cinema.
That is that's an actual fetish that guys have, right? I mean, there are a lot of people who are really into the lactating ladies, right?
Yeah.
I don't get that one. I don't see that one.
It's super good for you.
You should rent Milky Milfs 1, Volume 1, and then tell me what you think after you watch that, Bean.
That just, to me, it calls to mind that the boobs are utilitarian. They're there for the baby. And I don't want to be thinking about babies and infants and stuff when I'm thinking about boobs. I'm not looking at them that way.
For me, it means the boobs are always full of surprises. You never know what you're going to get.
One day, maybe it's whiskey tomorrow.
That's right. You never know.
I see.
It's got so many uses, the boob.
Wasn't aware whiskey was a possibility.
Speaking of babies, Brooke Burke is apparently using her success on Dancing with the Stars to her advantage. Star Magazine says the mom of four is using footage from the show to prove how well her no stretch mark cream works so she can sell more of it. Apparently, she has her own brand of no stretch mark cream for
interesting.
The expecting ladies. She is going on tour and making special appearances promoting her cream, and apparently it's moving quite well. Look, ladies, whatever Brooke Burke is using on her body,
yes,
you use it. Whatever she recommends you do, you do it. Look at her.
Yeah, bulletproof. She's amazing.
No, bulletproof body.
Ridiculous after having four kids. It's nuts. I'm all about her cream. I vote yes on her cream.
Lisa, man.
Hey, no, Gene Simmons is here. Hey,
I've been doing a tour to promote my cream that's available at www.kissarmy.com. I'd give you a sample right now if you stand still.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow.
Only if she stands still?
Yeah, stand still. I can't hit a moving target.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Laura Bush is 62 years old today.
Yes, I'll give her a plug.
Oh, you're a sport, Rodney. Kathy Griffin, our pal, comedian and actress, is 48. Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Wax on, wax off. He is 47 years old today. Survivor host Jeff Probst is also 47.
Where's Gene Simmons for wax on, wax off? That's what I want to know.
How does Jeff Probst look like that at 47 years old?
I don't know.
That's not right.
He works out like crazy. He eats right, works out. He's a total like fitness nut dick.
Well, he's got to be, I hate to sound like Mike here, but he has to be moisturizing too because he does not have a face of a man who's almost 50 either. Mm-mm.
That was hands down the most homosexual thing that's ever been said on the Kevin and Bean show.
Absolutely. Yep. Wow. He must be moisturizing too. I can tell because I've been looking. And yes, he's got a,
say
got
it,
a
looks
glossy
youthful.
Sheen on his skin.
He uses the grape seed extract exfoliant as well.
I wonder if he's using Oil of Olay night cream like I do.
I should write a letter to Mr. Probst, find out his regime.
Actor Matthew McConaughey is 39 years old today. Be cooler if he did. And rapper, producer, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Daddy, Daddy Diddy Combs is 39 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And now it's time for the 17th most comprehensive Election Day news coverage on FM Radio HD. From coast to coast and pole to pole, it's Kevin and Bean's Race to the White House 2008.
Wow, this is stunning. I mean, 6 minutes after the polls open in California, apparently the race has already been decided for the White House. Ron Paul has won in a write-in vote.
Wow.
There's no way I saw this coming.
Wow, that's an upset.
I certainly expected Barack Obama or John McCain to win this one, but apparently it's done. It has been decided. Congratulations to President-elect Ron Paul.
Hard-hitting, in-depth coverage cannot be found here with Kevin and Bean and their Race to the White House 2008.
You may want to double-check that with maybe some sort of other source. All right.
7:07
on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 106.7 KROQ. We talked to Beer Mug earlier today, who is voting in the Valley and then heading out to get free stuff. We'll find out if Starbucks is telling the truth, if Ben & Jerry's is telling the truth. Lots of companies are giving away free stuff if you show them that you voted today. One man who hasn't gone to the polls yet but is here to help you make those decisions that are so important this critical election time is our old friend Doto, back on the Kevin Beach.
Hey, Doto.
Hey, Doe. Good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm definitely going to the poll after talking to you guys.
Okay, good.
I know you are. Doe, you were down in San Diego for the weekend. What were you doing down there?
I was with my cousins.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good times. Do anything fun?
Yeah. Buffets.
Buffets. All right. Now, Doe, I reached out to you a few days ago via the email because you're one of our favorite listeners and you're a smart guy. And I know that you have some sort of a background in public policy. Tell me about that.
No, I mean, I'm studying MPA, public administration, at Laverne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And does that give you some special insight into decisions that are so tough for some people to make when they go to the polls?
To be honest, it does has a lot of relations, Kevin, being political science and public administration of both studying about government entities. Being.
Okay. All right. Which propositions are you passionate about, Doto? Which ones are you eager to vote for today?
I like to vote for Obama, being. I like to see some change.
Okay. He's not really a proposition as much as he's a candidate running for president.
I know, like proposition, like to support like marriage, right? Like between a man and a woman.
Yeah, for instance, on Proposition 8, how are you going to vote on that today, Doto, and why?
To be honest, that's a pretty hard question, Bean.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've come to you, the expert.
Well, you're going to go vote, so you must know how you're going to vote.
Yeah, because I believe in marriage between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to vote no on 8?
Probably.
Okay, yeah. And if a man and a man get married and a woman and a woman get married, how does that impact whatever marriage you may be in with a woman?
So you know what? In my case, I don't think it's going to impact me at all. At least I stand for what I believe in.
Okay, so is it? Do you have religious reasons for voting no on 8?
You mean yes on 8?
Yes on 8. Yes,
I do.
I can't keep it straight.
I do have some Christianity background, Kevin Bean.
Okay.
Yeah, because of course it does have some to do with a religious reason, you know, like what's ethical and what's moral, you know, Bean.
Okay, so you think the gays are unethical and immoral?
I'm just saying that people can make whatever decision they want, but I'm just telling you how what on the position I stand, Bean.
So no, look, it's fine. You can vote however you want. I'm just trying to understand the thought process that got you there. So people can make whatever decision they want as long as you say it's okay for them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that clears it up for me. Psycho Mike, you had some propositions you wanted to ask Doe about that I know are very important
Mike,
to you.
What's
Well, Proposition 11 would reinstitute slavery. How do you feel about that?
You know what, Mike? This here's the deal, because even if Proposition 11 doesn't change, people are still going to do it anyway, so why don't we just legalize it, right, Psycho Mike?
That's right. People are going to have slaves no matter what.
But when it comes to Christianity, when it comes to ethical moral, I thought that's pretty much a hard question. That's a question that you will have to think very carefully individually, right?
I do. I've thought about it, but I know that you're more of an expert, so that's why I was asking you. So you're pro-slavery.
Well... You know, I got to think about that twice, Kevin Bean. Maybe I like to get. Maybe I don't want to agree with that, Bean.
Okay,
Kevin.
Okay.
To be honest,
all right. So you haven't made up your mind on whether slavery is good or bad in 2008 yet.
You know what? It would be kind of embarrassing for me to say yes, because that can definitely harm my reputation with my buddies. You know, Bean.
Yes, I do. Now, are you going to be voting for Governor Schwarzenegger again today, Doto?
I'm not sure yet.
You haven't decided whether you're going to vote for his reelection today?
Not yet.
Do you think he's been doing a good job as our governor?
I think he did a fair job.
Okay, but you're not sure if you want to reelect him, or do you think you might instead vote for his challenger, Flava Flav?
No.
You're not going to vote for Flava Flav?
What's Flava Flav being?
He's the Democrat who's running against Governor Schwarzenegger for the governorship.
You know what? I think I got to read a little bit about that. Then I can definitely vote right away.
He promises everyone a free clock if he wins.
Maybe I should reconsider that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I mean, on your way to the polls, you ought to think about whether Arnold or Flava Flav would be a better governor.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty excited about voting day being.
It sounds like you've done all the research. I'll tell you that. You certainly sound ready to step into the poll.
And I know that there's victory parties tonight, man.
Oh.
What do you mean? For the candidates who win, you mean?
Yeah, let's say that for the Republican and also for the Democratic, like, presidential.
Are you going to any of them?
Maybe not.
I gotta say something. That we talked to you yesterday, at least via email, and you seemed very, very sure about what you were going to say and what you were going to do today at the polls, and you seem like you're unsure about everything now that we talked to you today.
No, I'm definitely going to the pool, Kevin.
I know that you're definitely going, and I'm Mike, by the way. But
yes.
Yesterday you said that you were almost an expert in all things election, and today we've talked to you, and everything we've asked you, you said, I don't know, maybe, maybe not.
Because, you know, I haven't read everything yet, Mike.
Okay. You're kind of playing it close to your chest. All right, we're almost out of time, Doto, and you're being very helpful to our listeners. Let's talk about how you selected President-elect Obama as your man. Why do you like Senator Obama over Senator McCain?
Yeah, because I think that we need more change, and I think that he can maybe restore the middle class. So at least we have 8 years of Republican. Why not give the Democratic another term and see how it goes, man?
Mm-hmm. What is it that you've heard him talk about that makes you think that he'll bring the kind of change you want and restore the middle class?
Let's say restore the reputation of the United States and also provide some kind of universal health coverage.
And you don't think Senator McCain also has those same interests in mind?
But I thought that McCain's program is not a government run. I thought that Obama is more somewhat of a government run, semi.
Anyone follow that? He lost. I didn't.
I think he's saying that more of McCain's social services will be privatized.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
And you don't like that? Because the government does such a good job with so many things that they already run, you want to give them more to do, Doe?
So you say that we don't need more governments, Bean?
No, I'm asking what you think.
Yeah, I think that why not give Obama a chance, because I read his background, and like how where he come from, and also how he worked his way up and how he went from... or to the presidential nominee.
Okay, but you're not impressed that Senator McCain is a war hero?
I think they're both good, but I like to give the Democrats a chance.
Okay, you know Senator Obama has fathered two black children, right, Doto?
Yeah, I know that, Bean.
Cool. That doesn't bother you, because a lot of people are very uncomfortable with that.
Nope. Yeah, well, why would I discriminate against them as long as they have a good brain? Then why not, right, Bean?
Okay. Well, you've convinced me. You've convinced me, Doe. All right, Doe, any final words for our listeners who may be heading out to the polls right now as they're listening to you? Yours is the last voice they hear.
Before they go up to the poll, they should definitely go to Starbucks and get some strong coffee beans so they can get some energy and wake up and just be very thorough who they're waiting for.
That's outstanding advice, Doe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Now we've heard it. Yeah. Now we've heard it. All right, Doe, have fun today. Don't forget to vote, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
Seattle bean.
Yep.
Okay. That's a great point. Thanks, Doe. I don't know that I've ever heard a song I don't like by that band. That's Incubus on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KRQ. Papa Roach on the way. Also, Weezer. It is Election Day 2008 at 7:23 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Lisa, you remember the Democratic superdelegate Ed that we talked to around convention time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
He was a young guy, but not one of those young apathetic guys. He was a young guy who was actually out there making stuff happen, changing the world. And he's on the phone with us right now. A Democratic superdelegate, Ed Espinosa, joins us on the Kevin Bean Show on Election Day. Hey, Ed, how are you, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for talking to us. What basically have you been doing since we last spoke with you at the convention? Now, you were a Democratic superdelegate, so I assume your job has been to line up everybody to show up and vote for Senator Obama today, right?
Pretty much. I've been working my tail off, and I've pretty much set up camp in the state of Nevada, and I've been out here nonstop. I've only been home a couple of times. My garden is dead.
Aww.
And left behind my life to really just put it all out on the table and turn out the vote. And I'm actually in Henderson, Nevada right now, which is, most people know, a little suburb of Vegas, putting out door hangers and getting people to vote. And I tell you, being the turnout so far, nationwide and in Nevada, has been historic. With early vote and absentee vote so far, it's nearly 50%. And I'll tell you, it's normally 50% total turnout. So if that's the number of votes cast prior to Election Day, you're looking at a tsunami today.
You know, every 4 years, Ed, it seems like they say this is the one that the turnout is going to be historic, and then it's usually not. Usually a lot of people who they think are going to vote end up, for whatever reason, not showing up on Election Day. But you're saying that's not the case today.
Yeah, no, and you're right. And each year, you know, we say we think it's going to be really high, and it ticks up a little bit higher. The difference is that we actually have the data this time showing us how many people have turned out early. For example, in Nevada, I think you had something like 250,000 people vote early 4 years ago, and you've had half a million this time around.
No kidding.
Wow, that's a big difference.
So
they're predicting an 83% voter turnout in my state of Washington, where I live.
Well, and Washington is, I believe, 100% vote by mail. Everybody is sent a ballot, whether they request it or not, and they send it back. And when people have a ballot in their hand, the return rate is exponentially higher.
Right, I believe it.
That's not uncommon for Washington. Oregon, same way.
Let me ask you this, because we've seen so far in the early voting that the blacks have definitely showed up for Obama. And a lot of people thought the youth vote was really going to be something that was going to make a huge difference this time around. And I haven't seen anything to suggest that that's the case so far. Have you? Do you think young people are going to show up in those historic numbers we always are threatened with?
Well, I think they will show up. Right now, it has been lower than all the other groups. However, compared to previous years, it has been significantly higher than it has before. And turnout among all groups is a lot higher than it's been before. And young voters and Hispanics tend to vote later. They tend to vote on Election Day.
Right.
They like to go and do the traditional thing, go in the booth and pull the lever, punch the hole. You know, the early voting is something that habitual voters tend to do. They tend to plan it out and go ahead of time. So I think that the numbers will be higher. It probably won't be higher as adults or as senior citizens.
Sure. Well, the young people, they like to smoke out before they make a decision, too. You got to keep that in mind.
You
got to
vote.
Yeah, you got to build that in. All right. A few weeks ago, especially when Acorn was so much in the news, Ed, we heard a lot of people who were predicting just a disaster on Election Day with voter fraud, with people who would be pushing one button on a computerized machine and it would show up for the other side, with people who were, you know, weren't legally registered to vote, were still going to be able to, people being able to vote more than once, other people voting not being counted. Then it seems like it's really kind of died down over the last few weeks. Haven't heard as much about it. What are people's feelings about it today on Election Day?
Yeah, we saw a good warning about that on The Simpsons recently, too, right? Where someone kept trying to vote for Obama and it kept spitting out McCain. The Secretary of State's around the country, especially since Florida back in 2000,
have really spent a lot of time developing better systems, better accountability systems, better management of lines on election day and early vote systems. So a lot of that has really become professionalized in every state around the country. I mean, not every state yet, but a lot of states. And I'll give you an example. Here in Nevada, and even in California for that matter, the early vote machines that they have are better than they used to be. California actually recently got rid of the early vote machines and moved more towards a vote-by-mail system because the early vote machines they had there weren't as reliable. So rather than have any sort of risk involved in there, they just got rid of them altogether and mailed people a ballot individually as they requested them.
So is that why we only had one? I'm sorry, that's why we only had one place to vote in L.A. County to vote early?
Right, and in 2004 we had a lot of places. There were libraries, there were police stations. And because we've had to replace those voting machines, really the early vote method of choice in the state has been vote by mail.
Okay.
That will probably change by 2012, but again, it's a matter of better safe than sorry.
All right.
So, but and we're almost out of time here, Ed, and it's awesome to hear what's going on the ground there. But when I drop my ballot off today at the polling place, I mean, I can be reasonably certain that it will be scanned properly and accounted properly.
Yeah. There's actually been some federal legislation to ensure that there are some uniform standards around the country that people are abiding to, standards that the commissions have got together and said, okay, this works, this doesn't work. And this really tightens up the system a lot and reduces the margin of error for submitting ballots and ballots being counted or thrown out, as it were. But one last thing, if people haven't voted today, make time to vote early, earlier in your day. You may have to pack a lunch, but the lines are going to be long. I've spoken to people today in California, North Carolina, Kentucky, Florida, Iowa, and there are lines everywhere. And they're a little longer than they normally are, probably going to get longer later in the day. So plan it out. If you want to follow convention updates, you can go to my website, which is Democratic Convention Watch, and just Google that, and it'll pop up. And we've got updates all day long. We even have a list of states that have potential problems today.
Okay.
And you'd be able to track some of those things and find out what's going on and keep up with all the insider stuff on the ground.
Ed Espinosa is a Democratic superdelegate working in Nevada right now, but he normally lives in Southern California, listens to our show. Let me ask you a final question before we let you go, Ed, and that is, what will you do tonight if Senator Obama appears to have won the election, and what will you do tonight if the reverse happens and it looks like it's Senator McCain's?
If he wins the election, I will run through the streets naked. The revolution will begin.
All right, Ed, if he loses?
I don't,
you're going to be tucked away in a bar somewhere, drinking.
Really, you haven't even
from a bar stool.
Yeah,
you haven't even thought about contingency party plans in the event that Senator McCain wins, right?
I don't want to.
Okay, all right, Ed. Well, may the best man win. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, are you done after today, or do you have no more Democratic responsibilities for a while now?
Well, I mean, we take a little bit of break, but you know, we've got if things go our way, we've got the inauguration in D.C., and then of course it starts up all over again. You know, these election cycles are nonstop. It feels like we're running dog years at this point. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're absolutely right. I have a feeling that 2012 race for the White House begins this time tomorrow. That's my biggest fear, is that we're not going to get any kind of a break that we so desperately need at this point.
Well, we're not going to push it. We're going to take a break. But, our duties continue on the Democratic National Committee. And if all goes well, you won't hear from us for about a year or two. And the only updates you will get will be things on clean air and clean water and better housing regulations and fixing the financial crisis and just good news out of Washington and really putting this country in a new direction.
All right. We'll see what happens. Ed, thanks for joining us this morning. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
7:40 now on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 106.7 KROQ. Hey, you guys remember intern Beer Mug in line at 7 o'clock this morning to vote? We talked to him, right?
Sure, yeah.
He's on the phone. He hasn't been able to vote yet. He's still in line.
Ooh,
I'm a little bit
okay.
Nervous about that. Mug is only out there because he hopes to get the free stuff with his sticker that proves he voted, because Starbucks and Krispy Kreme and Ben and Jerry's and everybody are giving stuff away if you vote. Mug, how's it going at your location in the San Fernando Valley?
All right, John Philip Sousa. Hey, Mug, are you wearing your red, white, and blue hemp cloth poncho today?
I am not. I'm actually wearing a jacket about three sizes too small
And I actually, Bean, I did vote, and I'm at my third Starbucks already.
What?
You've already voted?
You voted already? I thought you were in line still. That's what we heard. Oh. You were still in line to vote.
I banged out my ballot like at 7:10.
Oh, you're in line for coffee.
Yeah, it's let me tell you this little secret about the free stuff. Well, yeah. It's not a secret. There's like long lines at all the Starbucks I've been to. I'm making a round on Ventura Boulevard.
Wow,
it's probably longer lines at Starbucks than at the polls.
here's the deal, by the way, from Starbucks. They're giving away a free tall cup of brewed coffee on Tuesday today to any customer who voted. The offer is good all day at participating stores. It says here that no voting proof is required. I know that's not the case with some of the other stores. So you basically just have to tell them you voted and you get the free coffee.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's like this is the best day ever.
I guess so. All right, so Mug, Krispy Kreme is going to be your next stop then.
That's going to be my next stop. Actually, I need to order. I get a free coffee, right? I voted. Sweet. The guy's giving me a free coffee right now. This is fantastic.
Awesome. Mug. You can wash down the donut with that coffee.
He's so happy.
Yes. And we're going to make the rounds. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it all today.
This is great news for homeless guys who are out there and want to get a free meal today. All right, Mug, we'll check in with you later. Thanks very much. And let's go to AJ, K-Rock listener AJ is in Northridge right now. He just voted, had something funny happen to him at his polling place. Hey, AJ, Kevin and Bean Show here. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean?
Hi, AJ.
Hey, baby boo.
What's going on?
So I'm standing in line in Northridge, and I got there early because I had to go to work. So I got there around 6:30. I was probably the second person in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I give them my ballot when I'm done. And I'm the first person to give it to them. And so they're like still new, not really know what they're doing. Instead of folding it, they put it in straight in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Machine starts like making all these noises and starts spitting out these things, starts smoking a little bit.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and so they just kind of looked at me and gave me a little sticker and told me to go away.
Wait, they told you to go away before you voted?
No,
after.
And they played in the machine and... And that was it. They gave me the little sticker.
But is your vote going to count since they put it in a shredder, what it sounds like?
I hope so.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that funny? They've got some guy behind the table who looks who you voted for, and then he decides whether it goes into the circular file or it goes into the voting machine.
That's great. Thanks so much for coming by.
All right, AJ, good times, man. That's democracy at work right there. You know, a lot of people complain because, let's face it, if you live in a state like California – I don't want to bum anybody out, but it doesn't really matter who one person votes for president because
how
the state.
Dare you, sir?
Well, I'm just saying the state and all of its electoral votes will go Democratic like it does every single election. So even if you wanted to go out and vote for president, it doesn't really make that much of a difference, right?
How about Ronald Reagan, my friend?
How about him? Well, he's not running.
I know, but he carried California. He was a Republican.
It's been an awfully long time.
Voting counts, mister.
Voting does count, but because of the stupid electoral college system, which I hate so much, I mean, I wish that if 60% of the people voted for John McCain and 40% voted for Barack Obama, I wish that that's how the electoral college votes were assigned. But it doesn't work that way. It's winner take all.
Stupid college.
It can be a little – that's why I didn't go to college, man. They're bad. It can be a little frustrating for people, but there are tons of other reasons to go. Obviously, there are other people who are running. You know, there are judges. There are congressmen. I mean, there are lots of propositions on the ballot. Lisa, 8 has to be the most controversial one this time around. And the way it's written, it's very confusing to a lot of people, right?
Well, you certainly get confused every time you talk about it.
I sure do.
At Proposition 8 it's a constitutional amendment that would ban gay marriage. So if you vote yes on 8, you want to ban gay marriage. And if you vote no, then you leave things as they are now because the California Supreme Court recently ruled that gay marriage is legal.
Right. So no is yes and yes is no, basically, when it comes to the gays.
Well, just that's a terrible way to write a proposition.
Well,
isn't
it's
it?
An amendment. It already stands.
See, gay marriage is already legal. So if you want to say, they're asking you, do you want to change gay marriage, which already exists? You say, no, I don't want to change it, which leaves things as it is. Or you say, yes, I do want to change it. So no is pro, yes is anti.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now I understand. Now, what part of what is confusing me so much is all these commercials that we run every single time we go to a break on K-Rock. It seems like we're running more ads that say different things that involve the schools and involve all sorts of things that don't seem to have anything to do with this amendment. Yeah. So that's why I'm very confused. In fact, we brought a couple of these commercials just to show you how ugly it is, by the way, and how personal some of these attacks are about you if you're voting the way the person doing the ad thinks you shouldn't be. I think the first one we have is the latest No on 8 ad that we're running. Check this out.
Why shouldn't a gay couple in a happy, committed relationship have the right to marry just like anyone else? Why shouldn't they have the right to have long, silent dinners where no one talks to each other because they've run out of things to say? Why shouldn't they have the right to have a lot of sex the first year of marriage and then have increasingly less and less sex until you can't remember what it feels like anymore to touch your wife? Why shouldn't they not be able to watch one television show in peace and quiet because your wife is always talking to you? Talk, 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 and you can't watch the football game. You miss a big play or score. Thank God you've got TiVo, because then you can go back and catch it because she won't shut up about the curtains. Gay people, what are you thinking? Why do you want to be married? Oh, sweet Jesus. But they should have the right to do that. Vote no on hate.
Brought to you by people who think gay people should be able to get married and be miserable like the rest of us.
It's getting very emotional out there,
point.
I think.
One way to look at it.
And then the other way to look at it, listen to this for yes on hate. I can't believe this.
If gay people are allowed to marry, then children will be taught in schools that it's okay for gay people to be married. And if children find out that gay people can get married, you know what will happen next. That's right. All of our children will be gay.
What?
Because let's face it, for generations, gay kids have been exposed to traditional marriage, and that made them straight. Oh. Well, never mind. Forget the logic. Vote yes on 8.
Brought to you by people who are scared of gay guys because we secretly find them attractive.
Wow.
Even people doing the ads sometimes are confused.
They're
that's
getting passionate. Issues.
Exactly.
And now it's time for the 17th most comprehensive Election Day news coverage on FM Radio HD. From coast to coast and pole to pole, it's Kevin and Bean's Race to the White House 2008.
Well, it's over, guys. I'm sorry. Polls have been open less than an hour in California, but because of the voting in the East, it's already over.
I didn't even get to vote yet.
Ed Begley Jr. is the next president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, Ed Begley Jr. That, it was a surprise. Yeah. It was a write-in, but now you know.
Hard-hitting, in-depth coverage cannot be found here with Kevin and Bean and their Race to the White House 2008.
Ralph, I'll be so glad when there's no more politics and we can just talk about celebrities like we like.
President Ed. Sounds good. I like
it. Good.
Before I get to celebrity news, I am hosting a very cool event, and I'm going to give away some tickets to it right now.
Awesome.
I get a chance to host the K-Rock Advanced Screening of Quantum of Solace.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
We don't have a winner yet, Psycho Mike. It's going to be held at the Backstage Theater, which is on the Sony Pictures lot. So you get to go to the Sony Pictures lot there in Culver City and see the movie in their high-tech, super-duper screening room.
Wow.
It's going to be a very cool event. I will be there hosting it. I love James Bond movies. It's probably my favorite movie series ever. Mm-hmm. I always took it personally as a kid that James Bond movies were released around my birthday. I always felt like it was a special birthday present just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always release them around the second week of November when my birthday rolls around. And this one comes out on the 14th.
So you didn't become delusional as an adult. That started at a very early age for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But okay. I never let go of the delusions. I just held on to them. I'm going to give 5 pairs of tickets away, but I'm not going to just give them away. You have to earn them. I want real Bond fans to join me at the James Bond screening. So I'm going to ask a super tough trivia question. If you're one of the first 5 people who know the correct answer, and you call in at 1-800-520-1067, you will get a pair of passes to the special Quantum of Solace K-Rock screening. Here's the trivia question. Before any of the James Bond movies ever came out, this is going all the way back to the first one with Sean Connery, Dr. No. Okay. The very first filmed adaptation of a James Bond novel was on television. It happened in the 50s. It was a live show in the 50s on CBS's Mystery Theater. They took one of the James Bond novels and they did a televised version of James Bond.
True. Do I win?
No. Stop saying true.
Oh, that's not the question.
What was the James Bond book that TV show was based on? Call now, 1-800-520-1067. If you know the correct answer, you win a pair of passes to go see Quantum of Solace before anybody else does.
That's a hardcore question right there for
double. I think it was like 1957 was the first televised James Bond adventure. Barry Nelson was the name of the actor who played James Bond.
Never heard of him.
And they made him an American.
Oh, really?
In this version, because they didn't think anybody wanted to see a British secret agent, so they made him American secret agent. And they called him Jimmy Bond.
Oh, no. Seriously.
Long on
you
got to
get a hold of it. It's on DVD.
That's hilarious.
It's on DVD, and it's horrible.
I bet. Ooh.
But it's kind of entertaining, too. Do we have an answer, a question already? Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay. I thought Rodney was telling me we already had one.
Here's a great story. Finally, back on television where he belongs, Antonio Sabato Jr.
Oh, thank God.
And he is...
You remember Antonio Sabato Jr.?
What show was he on?
Every nighttime soap ever.
Okay.
I think he started as a daytime soap star and then started doing nighttime soap operas. Real good-looking dude. He was in Circus of the Stars most recently. I think that's where I remember him.
Oh, that's right.
Good-looking fella. He has decided that he is going to whore himself out to reality television to find somebody to bang.
That's going to be a show?
Yeah, well, it's not, you know, that rough. But it's going to be on VH1, and it's called Antonio Sabato Jr. Needs Your Love.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, apparently he does, Lisa.
I don't think he does.
It's going to be a competition show where the last woman standing gets to bang Antonio Sabato Jr., I guess.
So it's The Bachelor.
Basically, with
he
him.
He can just do this. He's gorgeous.
Better than you can. I can barely hear that.
I'm not a good clicker, but
he
can do that.
Trying to do that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. He's a great-looking guy. I don't like him, though.
I don't think it's called clicking, either, Lisa May.
Snapping.
I don't like him because he considers himself quite the Batman fan, apparently. And he's got, like, a room in his house full of Batman collectibles.
Really?
And I smoke him. I smoke his Batman collection. No, that's not the answer, Dave. I told Cleo the answer. She doesn't know the answer?
Uh-oh.
Wait,
I just told her.
Is that the answer?
Yes.
Then what's the problem,
I don't know.
Dave?
Why is Dave coming in and asking me questions?
Oh. My rat tail is confusing me.
This is bad.
All right. Are we listening to Antonio Sabato tape or are we talking to our winner?
Let's listen to Antonio Sabato's Jr. message to ladies of America first before we go to our winner.
All right.
Okay. Hello. I'm Antonio, and I'm ready to love again. My life is incomplete, and I can only hope that you take the following request to heart and answer my call. I am looking for a woman to share my life with. I'm looking for the love you see in the movies, the love people talk about. Are you worthy? Are you strong? Are you beautiful? Are you honest in everything that you do? Are you ready for me? My heart is not a joke. This is for real.
That's right.
I'm going to handpick a number of single, special, wonderful women and take them away to paradise. Once there, I will treat you to the finest things in life, including myself. I will challenge you mentally, physically, and romantically. And you shouldn't be afraid to challenge me right back. If you are the mature, confident goddess willing to stand by my side, then go to AntonioNeedsYourLove.com.
Mi serve il tuo amore. Per favore, vieni da me. Yeah. Ti sto aspettando.
That's right. Dude.
Antonio needs your love. He seems like a tool.
AntonioNeedsYourLove.com. Really? Doesn't he sound like the dude who left the message on that girl's machine?
Oh,
he
yeah. Sure does. What's that guy's name?
He sounds
Dimitri.
Hispanic Dimitri.
If you're ready for me.
If you're not crazy and you don't have mental illness... If you think you can handle me, because many women want me.
Let the romance begin. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like.
Sure.
It's Antonio.
It's Antonio. You're right.
It's Dimitri Sabato Jr. is what we're listening to. Antonio needs your love. Or Antonio needs love. I forget what the, what the website was already. But if you want to be on the show, you can go there.
We got a winner!
We have a winner. Let's go to Brandon from Tahunga. He's
Lindsay
on
Lohan.
Line 6. Brandon?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going, buddy? What was the first James Bond novel ever fictionalized on television?
It was the first one that was written, Casino Royale.
Casino Royale, that's
well
right.
Done.
It was the very first acted version of James Bond, and then, of course, it's come full circle because Daniel Craig was in Casino Royale last year, or 2 years ago. Congratulations, you're going to the very special screening of Quantum of Solace.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. Is that why they rebooted the franchise with Casino Royale for the same reason, just to kind of start it all over again?
Yep.
Now?
That was the very first James Bond novel that Ian Fleming ever wrote, so that's where the story begins, basically, with James Bond. So that's why they chose that book for the first one and for the most recent one. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays. We have other winners, too. Congratulations to John, Catherine, Charles, and Tom, also, who are also going to the special screening. Today's celebrity birthdays, Laura Bush, our first lady, is 62 years old today. I'm not going to be able to say that for very
president.
Long. Uh-huh. Yeah, Laura Bush, thanks for it. Kathy Griffin's 48 years old today. Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid,
turns 47. That's one of your favorite movies, isn't it, Psycho?
Hands down, no ifs, ands, or buts. I can watch it at any point. I can start it at any point and finish it out. I've seen it hundreds of times, and it's still entertaining.
How hot's Elizabeth Shue, by the way?
Oh, she's a bitch. She's a little thick.
Yeah.
And she wears that little cheerleader skirt at the end. She runs after Rob Macho, crank kicks Johnny. And you can see, like there's if you watch it slow enough, there's parts where it flaps up and down. You can see her nalgas hang out of her panties. Hot.
All right, God. Maybe you've watched it a few too many times.
Officially, yeah.
Survivor host Jeff Probst is 47. Matthew McConaughey turns 39. And rapper, producer, legend P. Diddy Puff Daddy Sean Diddy Diddy Dottie Combs is 39 years old today. I wonder what P. Diddy would like for his birthday.
And I want you guys to give me a birthday present. I want my birthday present to be that you vote for Obama.
That's his birthday present.
It is his birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
8:09 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 106.7 KROQ. By the way, we'll catch up with our old friend Ray Romano on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. How long has it been since we talked to Ray?
A long time.
It's been a while. He's a guy who kind of vanished after his, number one TV show for all those years went off the air. You don't see too much of him, but he's coming to town doing some stand-up, so we'll talk to Ray on the program tomorrow. Election Day is today. Many of us are so happy that either way, however it goes, for your candidates and your propositions, at least it will finally be over. I think that's why Kevin's not here today, so he couldn't take one more day of talking about the goddamn election. Of course, you know, all the politicians who are running, they like to, you know, pull out their famous friends to help them out.
Sure.
John McCain, certainly no exception. Over the weekend, he was all over Ohio, and he had Governor Schwarzenegger with him. And we thought, well, that's weird. We haven't heard much from the governor on this race, but apparently he's back in the mix in the final days of the McCain campaign, and we got him on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Arnold.
27, 28.
You working out right now?
No, I'm voting.
30, you're voting.
32, 33.
What are all those numbers you're saying, Governor?
I'm voting as much as I can.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I can do anything. I'm the governor.
Right, wow. But you still only get to vote just once, though, Arnold.
Oh, okay. Wink, wink. Yeah, I voted once. That's it. Just the one time. That's all I voted. Wink, wink.
Senator John McCain used the political wattage of Governor Schwarzenegger of California to reach out to Ohio independents in an ear-splitting rally in Ohio's capital over the weekend. So you decided to go out on the road with the senator, huh?
That's right. Mac is back. That's right. He's going to come back for an incredible comeback, and the race will be tighter. And then finally we'll get some real change in the White House with a maverick.
Okay, what about the fact that a lot of people say that Senator McCain is too much like George W. Bush and that won't be any change at all?
Those people have a good point.
But still, okay.
John McCain is my friend, and I told him I would support him. And we don't need a skinny little scrawny man to be president. We need a virile man like John McCain to be president.
Okay, now is that true at the rally in Ohio that you were making fun of Barack Obama saying he's got the skinny legs and he needs to do some squats and all that?
I said he has to do something about those skinny legs. I don't want to make him do some squats. That's hot.
We don't really vote for people in this country based on how much they can bench press, though, Governor.
No, we have to, though. What if a foreign country looks at the president and says, oh, I could kick his ass. Look at him. His biceps are so scrawny. We did a president with some meat on his bones. And John McCain, he's so muscle-bound, he can't even lift his arms over his head.
No.
Governor.
That's not. His traps are so big, he can't even raise his arms. His delts and his traps have locked in with muscle.
You don't want to say that.
That's
really
what
doesn't
it
have,
is.
It doesn't have anything
That's
to do with his.
Is.
No, he
That's
had all of his.
Is.
He had his arms broken by Charlie. Come on, Governor, you know that.
Who's Charlie? When I find this Charlie guy, I'll have a conversation with him and tell him not to do that to people.
Governor, I haven't heard which way you're going on some of the other controversial propositions here in our state, too. What's your take on this Prop 8?
Prop 8. That's for the gay one, right?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm voting no on Prop 8.
No on 8, meaning that you are for the gays.
I'm in favor of gays.
Okay.
You are,
listen,
okay.
If you spend as many time in gym as I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Backstage in a Speedo with men oiling each other up after we shave each other's bodies. And we look at each other's buttocks and arms and delts and always examining each other's bodies very closely.
Yeah.
How can you not vote yes for the gay rights?
I guess when you put it that way, you have a lot more experience on this issue than perhaps we even knew.
I am so close to being gay. You have no idea. I have had so much closely gay experiences.
Well, that's true. And you are sort of married to a man, too.
Oh, he has an enormous chin.
Yes, she certainly does. All right. Any final thoughts for the voters of Southern California, Arnold, as they perhaps leave their houses to head to the polls today?
It doesn't matter who you vote for, just as long as you vote. And no matter who it is, whether it's scrawny little socialist Obama or virile, manly, muscle, bulked up, lock-jawed John McCain, you make the choice. Whatever you want to do, you can be wrong or right. It doesn't matter. Just vote.
Okay.
All right. You've cleared it up for us, Governor. Thank you very much.
Voting's hot. I don't
belong here. That's a proposition here. Uh-oh. I don't belong here. Ralph is going on a shooting spree today, Lisa. He's fired up about these undecided voters today.
It is kind of crazy.
You kidding me?
They're still out there, Ralph.
What, you don't have enough information? You can't turn on a television without getting just buried with facts and figures about every one of these things you're voting on today. Every one of them.
Although I was still deciding on some propositions yesterday.
Well, you're retarded.
Confusing.
Then you're retarded.
No, there's some confusing
ones. Read it and then make up your mind. That's all you have to do. I did it 8 months ago, whenever they came out.
My decisions will be right.
Oh, stop it.
That's the difference.
Ooh. It's 8:23 on the Kevin Beach Show on K-Rock. I sat down with my voter pamphlet yesterday, and there were propositions in there, again, this is the state of Washington, that I had never heard of because they don't have anyone really for or against them, so there's no media. There's no campaign on it.
Right.
So
Dan, you vote no. It's because if they don't have enough people care enough to tell you about them, then it's not that important.
I will tell you that I can sort of understand the propositions that you've kind of been hearing the chatter, but you haven't sat down and really read it over meticulously to make a decision. I can't understand.
Because you haven't had enough time before Election Day, Bean? You just haven't had enough time in the 2 years before Election Day?
It's something that a lot of people put off. But I can't understand the people who are going to the polls later today who still don't know who they're going to vote for president. Those are the people I don't get.
They have a thing on CNN. They say this is the poll of polls, right? We looked at all the polls. We've compiled all the information. It's like 49% Obama, 44% McCain, 5% undecided. Undecided! The day before the election, you're undecided who you're going to vote for president. You are a retard.
listen to this. There's a theory as to why some people may still haven't made up their mind.
There may be some clues deep inside the brain, at least according to neuroscientists from Princeton University, trying to figure out who these undecided voters are and what's happening specifically. They sort of broke it down into two groups. They say some of these undecideds may simply really have a high threshold for gathering evidence before they make a decision. And the other group, which could be a very large group, is a group that has already decided, but they themselves don't even know it.
They don't even know what they want.
What?
They know it. They just don't know that they know it. Those people should be killed.
When will they know it?
Never. They need to be put down.
Are there some people who just don't want to admit out loud to a pollster who they're voting for whatever reason?
I'm sure there are some.
They don't want to be judged or they don't, something like that. I mean, is it possible that they're not really undecided? They're just not willing to share it publicly?
Judge
Thank
them.
God voting is private.
Pollster doesn't sneer when you answer the question. They're just collecting data, people.
Oh, madness. Madness, I say.
We're going to take some calls from the K-Rock listeners who are undecided on either candidates or propositions. Maybe you've heard the evidence for and against. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're just thinking today, hey, I should go vote because it's election day. And we're going to help you out at 1-800-520-1067. And Ralph, I understand that you've come up with a way that we can definitively tell people by time they hang up who they need to vote for or what they need to vote for, right?
Absolutely. We're going to leave it up to chance. We've got the wheel of votes.
Okay.
We've got a big wheel here. We've got all of the presidential candidates on there. We've got yes or no on propositions on there. We've got just kill yourself. That's an option.
Yeah.
That I'm hoping we hit a couple times. Don't vote at all. We've covered the gamut. Every possible permutation in today's election has been covered on the wheel of votes. And so what we're going to do, if you're undecided, we're just going to spin the wheel. And whatever the wheel says, that's what you have to do.
So this is everything, like the presidential race,
presidential
propositions.
Not voting, killing yourself, everything. Everything important is on the wheel today.
Okay.
And you must comply to whatever the gods tell you to do. The gods of voting.
So if you've made it to November 4th of 2008 and you still haven't been able to make up your mind on something that you're supposed to vote on today, then you've lost the right to make your own decision at this point. You basically have to give it to us.
This is just as good as anything at this point. This wheel is just as good as you making up your mind.
Throwing a dart.
Because you have a mental deficiency.
All right. You're undecided. Let's not scare them away before they die, Ralph. You're undecided on propositions or candidates. You don't know who to vote for. Maybe you've tried. Maybe you haven't. But it's time now to go down to the polls. You need our help. Give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number toll free. We'll take your calls right after this on K-Rock. 8:35 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 106.7 KROQ, Election Day 2008. So you're still undecided, huh? You're driving to the polls. Maybe you're in line right now. You still don't know who you're going to pull the lever for.
Damn you.
We are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. This has got to stop. You have to make some sort of a decision. And if you can't make it, we're going to make it for you. Why don't we start with Monique in Pasadena? She is on line 6 this morning to get us started. Monique, good morning. You are undecided voter number 1. Welcome to the show. Hey, Monique.
Monique.
And it's because this election really hits close to home for me this time around.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is deployed in Iraq. He's a Marine. He deployed last month. And, you know, what it really comes down to is which guy is going to keep my husband home for good. And hear both of their, you know, debates, and I can't make up my mind. I really don't know.
Well, now, aren't they both essentially kind of, they've both kind of moved to about the same position in terms of trying to bring most of the troops home in a year and a half, right?
Right, but, you know, I've been hearing this on and off. Now they're saying that they're going to send my husband to Afghanistan next year. And, you know, if it's not Iraq, it's one or the other. And, you know, it's just, you know, they have their family members have been deployed. I think Palin's son and Biden's two or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. All right. Hang on, Monique. I understand your frustration. I understand your concern, particularly, you know, you're essentially a one-issue, you know, voter this time around because of something that's so important. Ralph, you've got the wheel. You can help her make up her mind here, right?
Absolutely. Here we go. I'm going to spin the wheel. Now, keep in mind, there's more than just the two candidates on this wheel. There's all the presidential candidates. Oh. And you have to vote for Ralph Nader. Congratulations. Ralph Nader's the candidate for the Peace and Freedom Party. That sounds like it's right up your alley.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. Give Ralph our best. Thanks very much.
If you vote for Ralph Nader and he wins, we'll all be free and peaceful. And that's what she wants. And I think that's good.
Because it's right in the name of the party.
Exactly.
How can we not be,
that's
right?
That's my point.
Let's try Jenny in Orange. She's on line 3. She also has a problem with both candidates for one reason or another. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on the Undecided Voter Hotline.
Hello.
Hello.
What's the problem, my dear?
Well, they just both suck. I mean, there's nobody to choose from this year. This election, it's between Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah. Jenny, who can I turn to? That's what you're saying. Thank you so much.
Well, apparently you're wrong because, as Ralph just told you, there's more than just those two guys running. Let's spin the wheel and find out who you're casting your vote for.
All right, here we go. Here's the big wheel of votes. Now, keep in mind, whatever this lands are, you are legally compelled to vote for. Alan Keyes, American Independent. Congratulations.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, he's crazy.
You're going the other way, voting for a different black guy. Way to go.
Thank you, Jenny. He's the real black guy.
Let's talk to Mike in Cyprus. He's calling about a proposition you haven't heard quite as much about as some of the others. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
You tell us, man. What's your problem today?
Well, see, I'm having a problem with this Prop 7.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that Prop 7 is supposed to bring different type of energy to Southern California, but it also eliminates jobs, and in the long run, I hear it's going to cost us more. So I'm thinking, is it good for us? Best for us.
Yeah, Proposition 7 will require public and private utility companies to obtain at least 20% of their electricity from renewable sources by 2010, and then 50% by 2025. So they have to get it from solar or wind or some other source other than coal or oil.
And a lot of environmental groups have come out against it.
Yeah, I know.
They think they're spending too much money and not getting enough.
And a lot of solar energy and wind energy producers have come up against it, too, because it says poorly written and it squeezes out the smaller companies as well.
Well, we could debate it all day, but really we have the wheel to make those decisions, so we don't have to.
Well, let's spin the wheel.
I can see why you're confused, so this will help you out, the wheel of votes. See how you should vote on Prop 7. Vote no, drill baby drill, it says. There we go. See. Screw renewable energy. Burn that oil, baby.
All right. Let's try Joe in Woodland Hills. He's on line 4. Hey, Joe, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What are you undecided about as you head to the polls today?
Yeah, I was thinking about that Prop 2 about the chickens being able to stretch their wings and whatnot.
That's what it's about.
Chickens stretching their wings.
It's also
it's for the hens that lay eggs. It's for the chickens, veal calves, pregnant pigs, sows.
I know, because I love eating chickens and eggs, but then I watch them PETA videos on the YouTube.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And I just can't stand to see them suffer like that.
Yeah, I can
see. You shouldn't watch those videos for starters.
Yeah, that'll put you right off your food. But yeah. I can see why you're torn. A lot of people feel the same way about the rights for farm animals proposition too. So
do still let you eat the chickens.
Let's give the wheel a spin. What do you say?
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. Here we go.
On Proposition 2, you should vote. The wheel says, vote no. F them. They're food.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
It says all that.
It says it all that. F them. They're food. That's what it says on the wheel.
You know, I agree.
There you go. See, you're one of the guys who knew that you knew, but you didn't know that you knew.
Exactly. President Sarkozy, are you down with that?
I just love killing those animals. Uh-huh. Take away a life. That is so fun.
It is fun.
Let's talk to Melanie in Anaheim. This is an unusual one. I don't know if we can help Melanie or not. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Mel, what's your problem today?
You know, I understand I'm going to vote for our president today, and I'm okay with that, but I wish we could vote for our vice president as well. How crazy would that be?
So,
as if it's not complicated enough, you want to add another election to it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are you trying to mix and match? Do you wish you could vote for Senator McCain and Senator Biden, for instance?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'd like.
Okay. Anything we can do for her with the wheel, Ralph? That sounds like a kind of a complicated one because it doesn't really exist.
Yeah, let me see. Let me just spin the wheel and see what it comes up with. All right. It says, kill yourself. Seriously, just stop.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. That takes care of the problem. No problem. Thanks for being with us here on the planet.
How sad that ours are the last voices she ever heard.
I know. We're no help.
All right. At this point, we're not going to have time to take any more calls, but if you are undecided, just either kill yourself or don't vote. I mean, I think is what we're saying, right? I mean,
pretty much, yeah.
Clearly, you don't have the mental capacity to make the correct decision anyway.
Or do what I do. Just close your eyes and just start doing, just punching chads and just coloring things in and just do it all. Do it all at once.
Do it like I did my SATs and make funny designs out of things you punch.
Really cool.
Hey, it's the B.
D.
Boys, wow. Wow.
What?
We gotta work
right
out the timing. That seemed light to me. That seemed a little late, a little weak.
Because you're on an island, you can't hear right.
Maybe that's it. 8:47 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Election Day 2008. Beer Mug is out there, by the way, collecting all the free stuff. You know, there's a ton of businesses that are giving away free stuff today if you vote.
Yeah.
Starbucks, we found out from Beer Mug earlier. You don't even have to show your I voted sticker. You just walk in and tell them you voted, and they give you free coffee.
Wow.
Apparently, there's some sort of illegality about that. There's a state law in California that says you cannot induce people to vote by promising them free gifts or anything like that.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mm. So the state stepped in and said, hey, you cannot make it a prerequisite that someone has to have had voted in order to get the free coffee. You got to offer the free coffee to anybody who asks for it.
So anywhere you go where they're offering free stuff?
I think pretty much that's the deal. Wow. I hate to discourage people from voting, but I believe that's the actual legality of it.
Wow.
Krispy Kreme has a special donut that they created just for Election Day that's going to be free today. Ben and Jerry's is giving away a free scoop. Here's the one, and this ties nicely into the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman that we're heading into right now. Sheryl Crow, Ralph, is offering a free download of her politically charged tune, Gasoline, to anyone who logs onto the Rock the Vote website or anyone on the group's mailing list.
Mm. Can I not get it if I vote?
Well,
that's
what I'm trying to figure out. The Mug, the first 50,000 people who register, 3 friends to vote, get a free digital copy of her album, Detours, which seems like you're getting them to do what you want, and then you're punishing them. I don't understand what that's all about.
We don't discourage voting, Cheryl.
Yeah, so lots of free stuff. Anyway, 8:49 now, Tuesday morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Ralph is here to tell us what's going on in Hollywood.
You're forgetting the most important one, which is Babeland, the sex toy store on Melrose in Hollywood.
That's right.
Is offering a free sex toy if you come in with your I voted sticker. You either you get a silver bullet vibrator, or you get the Maverick sleeve. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the gentleman's sleeves, it represents a date. Why you're by yourself, basically.
Oh, I see.
For.
It's the trucker's friend is what it is.
It's exactly. The fleshlight. Okay. If you're familiar with the fleshlight at all.
The fleshlight, certainly, yes. Yeah.
Which makes you look like you're humping a fleshlight, basically.
Velvet Fifi.
The Velvet Fifi. There's a bunch of them out there, yeah. But the Maverick sleeve could be yours.
That's
you go to Babeland today. So which is a cool store anyway, by the way.
It is. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's really a good sex boutique, so you might want to check it out anyway.
Okay.
So pull a lever and then pull a lever.
Hey,
lady!
Oh, that's wrong.
Okay, here's Ralph.
Speaking of whores.
Yes.
Sienna Miller.
Yes.
Her relationship with Balthazar Getty apparently is coming to an end.
Yep.
The Daily Mail British tabloid says the couple's been fighting over both Sienna's partying and Balthazar's refusal to divorce his wife.
Well, I would think that the fact that he's married and has four kids would put a damper on their relationship.
Yeah, I hate to see, you know, such a happy, charming couple as these two split up. But maybe he'll have to return to his wife and four kids, and she'll have to go and bang guys on other hotel balconies other than Balthazar. She does like to party. That's Sienna Miller.
She's a good time.
She does.
And I'm all for it, by the way. She is smoking hot. Speaking of smoking hot, Jessica Biel. She's angry at her boyfriend, Justin Timberlake. Now they got problems.
What
now?
Apparently, Jessica's jealous of the chemistry between Justin and Rihanna while they were filming a music video together for the song Rehab.
He got it in the box.
So apparently, Jessica feeling a little intimidated by Rihanna and her relationship with Justin Timberlake. Mm.
I don't know how any woman wouldn't be intimidated by Rihanna. I got to tell
you.
Pretty
hot, yeah. Jesus.
That's a tough one to live up to.
Yeah, even Jessica Biel, who must just go through life thinking, I can have any man I want. No one can compete with me. And then she runs into Rihanna, and then all of a sudden. Mm.
I think that if they did cross paths, though, Jessica Biel would choke out Rihanna pretty easily.
You think she'd win?
She's pretty buff.
Yeah.
Like Randy Couture style, you mean?
Yeah.
That kind of?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Like, no, leave me alone now. And just...
what
live right down by the beach. Leave me alone. I just want some conch and some coconut.
Oh, I see.
She's not she was native Wayne.
There's a joke for three people.
And well said.
Mickey Rourke is starring in this new movie, The Wrestler.
That's right.
Heard about this movie, The Wrestler? It is apparently a tour de force performance that people already are talking Oscar around this performance.
And this is the great Darren Aronofsky who directed this, right?
It is. Also
one of my favorite directors.
Made its debut recently here in town at the American Film Institute Film Festival, which you can still check out, by the way, if you go to AFIFest.com. You can find out more information. But Mickey's doing a lot of press now because people want to talk to him about this performance that he's given. And he admitted to one reporter that he recently had plans to kill a man and then kill himself.
Okay.
Apparently, Mickey planned to take his own life after killing a man who raped a female acquaintance of his.
Oh, my God.
He found out about it, was going to kill the dude, and then was going to take his own life after he murdered him.
Wow.
But apparently, the plan was put a stop to when a priest that he was talking to convinced him otherwise.
He's messed up.
That's dark right there. But I guess he figures, look, I got nothing to live for. At least I'll do one, in his mind, good act before I go, which is to rid the world of this rapist.
Right.
And then I'll just take care of myself.
Rather than deal with the repercussions, I'll just say goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he chose not to do that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he crazy?
Well, sure, there's that. And Antonio Sabato Jr. needs your love. Yes. I'm reading from the VH1 website here, by the way.
Okay.
They are casting a new reality TV series where Antonio, like The Bachelor, will have to sift through a gaggle of gorgeous women to decide which one he's going to spend the rest of his life with.
And I'm sure he will.
From the website, I quote, "One of the world's most sensual, exotic, and sexy male heartthrobs is looking for the true love of his life."
On TV.
On TV.
Let the romance begin.
If you go to the website, you can get a special...
What is that, Mike? How does that help?
Demonstration.
A special message from Antonio himself, from all you lovely ladies out there who are considering perhaps entering the competition. Here is Antonio doing his best Dimitri impersonation.
Hello, I'm Antonio, and I'm ready to love again. My life is incomplete, and I can only hope that you take the following request to heart and answer my call. I am looking for a woman to share my life with. I'm looking for the love you see in the movies, the love people talk about. Are you worthy? Are you strong? Are you beautiful? Are you honest in everything that you do? Are you ready for me? My heart is not a joke. This is for real.
No, that's a joke.
I'm going to handpick a number of single, special, wonderful women and take them away to paradise. Once there, I will treat you to the finest things in life, including myself.
Oh, my God.
I will challenge you mentally, physically, and romantically.
Uh-huh.
And you shouldn't be afraid to challenge me right back. If you are the mature, confident goddess willing to stand by my side, then go to AntonioNeedsYourLove.com.
Mi serve il tuo amore. Per favore, vieni da me. Ti sto aspettando.
Are you still attracted to him now, Lisa, now that you've heard his pitch?
What yes. An enormous ass.
AntonioNeedsYourLove.com.
He makes it sound so sexy, and then he's going to make women do really gross stuff, like eat pigs' butts
sheep's
or
testicles
whatever.
And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
The casting call says they need gorgeous, refined, glamorous single women who are young
stuff.
And vibrant. That's who they're inviting to apply.
Why does a guy like Antonio Sabato Jr., why does a guy like that need to go on TV to find a date?
Because my heart is not a joke, but my career, however, is.
That's kind of stupid.
I have not been on television now for 12 years. Right. Daddy needs a new house payment. So I am on VH1 asking you to have the finest things in life.
And what do we make of the women who will apply to be on that show?
Want to be models and actresses.
Yep. Everybody's out for a payday.
Yeah.
I think the ladies love it.
I'm all for it, and I can't wait to watch. And Disney, by the way, who we think here on the Kevin and Bean Show are just great people, and everything they do is perfect.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
They don't ever make an error in judgment, I'll tell you that.
They haven't this time. Friday, they're re-releasing High School Musical 3 Senior Year in a special new advanced special super-duper version.
Really?
It's the sing-along version.
Oh. Bean,
you get to go to the show, Bean, and they will have karaoke lyrics on screen so you can join in singing with Zach and Vanessa and, ooh, give me the ball, I'm all sweaty, you're in the stands, look at my bulge in my bicycle shorts, all those kinds of songs.
That was one of the good songs from the movie. I don't like noisy theaters where people are talking and singing. I don't care for that. I prefer to just enjoy the movie.
Like you're in the movie, don't
no.
you?
No,
yeah,
you
can co-star with your sweet Zach. You could sing a duet with Zach.
That's
you can
not
stand
the kind
up
of...
in the theater like she stands up in the stands of the basketball game, and you can just sing your little heart out to him.
Believe me, that's not the movie I want to co-star with Zach. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's wrong.
That's not for me. I know that there are people who will enjoy the sing along. That's not for me.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
We finally reached something that is too gay for Bean. That's a line with which he will not cross.
Exactly.
And here's how you prove you really love your lady, gentlemen. If you're listening up, take a cue from quarterback Tom Brady. He used to play for a team called the New England Patriots.
Really?
I remember him,
Is this in the 60s?
No, it was recently. Now he's got a full-time job as Giselle Bundchen's...
ass handler.
Yeah, I was going to say S carrier. Yeah, he just deals with her S all day long. Here's how he proves he loves her. Tom put Giselle on his Gulfstream account, which means that she is now authorized to use his private jet whenever she likes.
Well, that's generous.
That is true
love.
So, guys, here's how you impress your woman. Make sure she can use your private jet.
Good advice. How much is he making to sit at home and watch TV for the next 9 months, Ralph?
All of the money.
Many, many millions of dollars, right?
Yeah. They're actually not horrible without him. They've been doing okay. Well, they just got beat up by the Colts, but they're hanging in there. They're still
they're just a different type of team, you know?
Yeah,
they really got to grind them out.
They're human now, which is kind of...
I mean, they're not Cowboys bad. Let's not be honest.
You've got a lot of room to talk up there in Seattle.
Yeah, that's true. And congratulations to Keanu Reeves, one of our favorites. A Los Angeles jury decided yesterday that he was not at fault in a 2007 incident when he ran over a paparazzo.
Excellent!
He was leaving his house in his Porsche, and apparently Allison Silva, a photographer, tried to get his picture and was injured. She claimed she was knocked to the ground and injured her wrist when Keanu drove past. Keanu said he didn't strike the paparazzo with the car, that the paparazzo stumbled and fell down while he was walking backwards. The jury sided with Keanu, so he is a free man today.
Okay.
I was very pleased to see that verdict. I wish nothing but bad things for the paparazzi that crowd those celebrities everywhere they go.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's gotta suck.
Do your job. Take your photos, but don't get too close. Don't get in people's way.
And if you get hurt, it's like getting hurt on a farm accident or something like that, a piece of machinery. It's a hazard of the trade.
It's like Tom Brady hurting his knee in the game. You can't sue the defensive end who took you down.
Exactly.
It's part of the game, man. Keanu said after the jury reached its verdict, whoa.
So, nice. That's good. Today's celebrity birthdays. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Daddy, Diddy, Diddy Combs is 39 years old today.
Jeez, and I want you guys to give me a birthday present. Mm-hmm. I want my birthday present to be that you vote for Obama.
Well, happy birthday, then, Diddy.
But, Diddy, what about Sarah Palin? I thought you liked her.
Alaska? Alaska. 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 Come on, man.
Well, that's a good point,
I guess. Not. He's 39 today. Matthew McConaughey is also 39. Jeff Probst from Survivor turns 47. Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid, is 47. Dang! Kathy Griffin, our pal, is 48. And First Lady Laura Bush is 62 years old today. I tell you, I went to see that that documentary W, and for 62, right? She looks great. Yeah. She looks a little like that girl from Zack and Mary, Elizabeth Banks. She's got that kind of quality about her.
You're crazy.
She looks awesome. Crazy. I would like to do Laura Bush, and I never really found her that attractive until that documentary.
I can see a similarity. I didn't realize President was actually so funny until I saw that movie.
See? Maybe we can vote another 4 years with George Bush. Wouldn't that be nice? Now that we know this much about him? Nah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I wish Dave Grohl were running for something. I'd vote for that dude.
For anything.
I'd vote for anything. Yeah. Absolutely. Foo Fighters on K-Rock. Weezer on the way. Also, 3 Days Grace, Pennywise. We've been telling you all day as part of our election coverage, because we are the best political team on TV here at the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, that you can get lots of free stuff if you vote today. So even if you don't care about who's running or what the propositions are, go ahead and vote. Get yourself some free coffee at Starbucks, for instance. Amoeba Records, I just found out, down there in Hollywood. $2 off any item in the store. If you come in after you vote, for instance. There's all sorts of specials all over town. And our man Beer Mug is on the line right now. And I think he is at a different location giving away free stuff. Hey, Mug.
Oh, say, can you please?
Mug, you're already filled up on lots of free Starbucks coffee. Where are you now?
Oh, I'm actually right now have a patriotic donut in my mouth. From Krispy Kreme in Burbank right now.
Mm. Oh, Krispy Kreme is the best.
It is.
This is unbelievable.
This is it's a free star-shaped donut with red, white, and blue sprinkles. Is that the one they gave you?
That's the one I'm eating right now.
And did you have to show them any proof of voting to get it?
I just flashed them my little I voted sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me a donut. And now I have a game plan. What I'm going to do, since I don't know where there are any other Krispy Kremes, one donut's just not going to do. I actually have disguises that I'm going to go in multiple times to try to get multiple donuts.
That's a great idea. I think you have to wait until 5 o'clock, as I understand, Mug, for the free scoop of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I think from 5 till 8 is when they're offering that up this afternoon.
That is correct. I already have that mapped out. I'm going to be posted up as soon as we're done here. I might, you know what, hopefully a lot of other businesses will get into the spirit of Election Day and maybe go get some lumber at the Home Depot. Maybe go get
Great
a haircut, a supercut, something. I'm going to milk this thing for all it's worth.
See, Mug is a thrifty young man, isn't he? I mean, he's really taking advantage of Election Day today. Good job there, Mug.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for the opportunity. This is great.
Pace yourself, because I think you've gained about 30 pounds since 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it is. This is all documented, so it'll be on KROQ.com. We'll see how it turns out.
All right.
All right, Mug. Thanks very much for checking in. This is the Kevin. Is that the dreaded double hand clap that I'm hearing in the Weezer song?
You know.
It is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. 3 Days Grace. Also, Pennywise on the way. What if I were to tell you we have a special guest on the phone, Lisa? What if I were to tell you we have somebody on the phone that you had not expected to hear from today? Because how can he have time today to call us on Election Day? Ladies and gentlemen, the great senator from the great state of Arizona, John McCain, on the phone.
Wow.
K-Rock. Good morning, Senator.
My friend, Mac is back. Yes, that's right. We're looking forward to closing these last few points in this election, and we're not giving up. Never give up.
Where do you get that confidence, Senator, that I've seen? Your campaign just seems energized in the last few days, even though you're way down in the polls and almost no one is predicting you have a chance to win. You're still out there 20 hours a day trying to fire up the base.
That's because we know this is an important election. We need change in Washington, and Governor Palin and I, we think we're the people to do it because mm-hmm. we're mavericks.
You're mavericks, okay? Sure. And what's your last effort, your last message to the voters before they head to the polls and maybe give you a historic upset today?
Well, we're still fine-tuning the campaign, and we've just today announced a new economic stimulus package, which we think
today is
really going to help people get back on their feet.
Okay, this seems awfully late in the campaign to wait till Election Day to roll something out, but, I mean, if it's good, I guess people will listen to it.
Turns out that each vote for John McCain is worth $500. Ooh, wouldn't that be good in your pocket to spend?
How do you mean that, sir? I don't.
Well, we think we need to get more money out there in the economy, and this way, if you vote for John McCain, you'll have an extra $500 in your pocket. Wouldn't that be interesting to spend and get the economy stimulated again?
Where does that money come from? How does that work?
Oh, let's not ask too many questions. Let's just be happy that I get $500 for each John McCain vote that I cast.
But if I go to the poll today and I vote for John McCain, where does that? I mean, how do I sign up?
That's what you
get.
You get $500.
But how do I get that money? How do I sign up? All right. Grandpa. Hey. I want some specifics on how it works.
If you vote for that one, if you don't for him,
Senator Obama,
nothing. You get nothing.
So you're paying people to vote? You're paying people to vote for you?
No, of course not. That'd be illegal.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm suggesting, yeah.
Insane. That's ridiculous. This is an economic stimulus package.
Okay, but how?
Very handy to have. The holidays are coming around the corner, aren't they? Wouldn't it be nice to have $500 to spend on your loved ones?
But usually those packages go to everyone, not just the people
all
who
Americans.
Vote for you.
This is going to the real Americans. People who live in real America will get this stimulus package. And I think it's something to think about before you go to the polls today. That's what I think.
But what are you suggesting about the people who may otherwise be fine Americans who choose to vote for Senator Obama for whatever reason?
Ooh, that would not be a wise choice. I'm just saying it wouldn't be wise.
It wouldn't be wise because your policies would be better for the country than his?
Sure. Whatever you say. Also, maybe you've got some parking tickets you've got problems with. Maybe the IRS is breathing down your throat. Maybe you are accused of murder. Things can go away. You know, situations can go away.
What are you talking
about?
My
murder conviction can go away.
Stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened, my friends.
Senator,
my friends, I'm telling you, magical things could happen to you if you vote for John McCain. That's what I'm saying.
So everything bad in my life will go away if I just pull the lever for John McCain.
Might get better. Just saying, it might get better. Worth a shot. It's definitely worth a shot. Because I will owe you one. Let's just say I'll owe you one. Wink, wink.
Okay.
And
all right.
You'll be a friend of McCain. You'll be a FOM.
I see.
F-O-M.
Okay.
You'll be a FOM. Friend of McCain. And good things shall happen to you, my friend, if I get into the White House.
Okay.
Maybe you Cindy's pretty hot. Maybe you'd like maybe you'd like to take a turn with Cindy, huh?
Oh,
now you're offering your wife.
Maybe you want to give Cindy a throw.
Oh, come on, Senator! You can't.
I'm 72. I'm not good. I'm not useful to her anymore. I got nothing to offer. She has needs. She's a woman with needs.
Maybe
you're a strapping young voter who would like to spend a little time with the Ice Princess. What do you
say? Okay, that you know what? This is creeping me out here, Senator. It's creeping me out. It's
one vote, one bone. Come on.
That doesn't seem right at all.
To the polls, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
Just vote for me, goddammit!
And now it's time for the 17th most comprehensive Election Day news coverage on FM Radio HD. From coast to coast and pole to pole, it's Kevin and Bean's Race to the White House 2008.
Wow, guys.
What?
Guys.
What?
Wow, I didn't see. I'm shocked by this.
News just in?
Just in.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, I mean, I feel bad because the polls are just barely open a couple of hours now in California, but thanks to the voting back east, it has already been decided. The next president of the United States, number 44, presidential winner, 2008. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. T.
Wow!
Mr. T, apparently.
Stunning.
It's like a write-in or something. I don't know. We never even caught wind of that grassroots campaign, but it's over, guys.
Crazy.
A pity to fool it.
Bridge cannot be found here with Kevin and Bean and their race to the White House 2008.
I'm sorry. Wait, Mr. T, do you have something to say?
I pity a fool to cut me off with a production piece.
That's the
My
president
prediction for him? Pain.
Can't do that to the president-elect, Mike. Come on, let the man speak.
That was all my fault, Mr. T. I apologize.
Too late, sucker. Too late for apologies.
How pissed would Barack Obama be, by the way, if a different black guy would have got to be first? I mean, seriously, at this point, as hard as he's worked, and somehow Mr. T comes in right at the last second and snatches it away from him.
Brian Gumbel.
Yeah.
The only black guy whiter than Barack Obama wins.
That would be such a burn.
Well, it's over, folks. I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you, but it is official now. It has been called. Mr. T is the next president.
All right. I won't bother to vote then.
Good.
I have a trolley horse, so I need to talk really fast because, man, do they hurt. Wow.
Well, you know, you shouldn't work out so hard. That's you're going to get cramps, you know, if you keep straining your muscles like that. You load.
What causes those? That's poor, not enough fluid, not enough liquid? Is that what it is?
If you don't have enough fluid.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
No, is that what it is, Mike? It's not enough water or something? Yeah.
It's dehydration causes trolley horses?
I think so. I think it's lactic acid buildup and stuff like that and just from lack of fluids and cramping up.
Huh. That's Bean what drinks happened. Nine big gulps during a course of a show.
I think it catches up to him, and all the caffeine and the fillers in that soda draws more water out of him, and he's because he doesn't drink any water or like actual healthy fluids.
Hmm.
Yeah, believe me, that's a stab in the dark. I don't know if that's what it causes, but muscle cramps are caused by lack of fluids and magnesium and stuff like that. So I'm assuming Charlie Horse is the same way.
Wow. Now that I've been diagnosed, let me tell you about tomorrow morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show. I think it's going to be a good one. Our old friend Ray Romano is going to be joining us tomorrow.
Why? Why am I going to be on your show? It's stupid.
I think Ray has some stand-up coming to Southern California. Apparently, I don't think I was in the meeting on this one, but is the Armenian comedian looking for people for some sort of a television show? We're supposed to talk to Sam tomorrow. What's that all about, you guys?
Got me. It's the first time hearing about it.
I'd love to hear if producer Alex maybe could run in and let us know why we're having the Armenian comedian on. But it says
something
about...
Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it. I just don't know why we would talk to him.
It says something about looking for people. What's the
an answer for us?
Yeah, Alex is busy in the other room. But apparently Sam pitched you guys a wrestler that he found. And so you
guys... Oh, no, it was a boxer. Was it
Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah.
He found him and said you would be great for the Kevin and Bean show.
Right.
So apparently...
So we're going to have Manny Pacquiao on tomorrow?
No, you guys are talking to Sam about him...
Booking Manny Pacquiao for us.
For
Sam is our new booking agent, apparently.
Amazing. But, I'm curious to see if he thinks Manny Pacquiao is Armenian.
That previously hasn't been one of his jobs, is to book guests for us, though, right?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no.
Okay. Also, LaQuisha on the program tomorrow. She'll be reviewing Paris Hilton's new BFF, the TV show over there on the VH1. Our old friend,
MTV.
Attorney Steph. MTV, thank
VH1
you.
VH1 not included.
Our old friend, attorney Stefan Sachs, is going to be on with us. We haven't talked to him in a while because we haven't needed to sue anyone tomorrow.
Stefan,
We still don't need to sue anyone.
We are filing a class action lawsuit tomorrow, and we're going to win.
This is the definition of frivolous lawsuit, by the way.
We'll see about that when we win. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow morning. And also, we have a KROQ Lister. We didn't have time today with our nonstop election coverage, but we have a KROQ Lister. Ralph, you're going to love this. Met a guy at our Halloween spooky singles party Friday night.
Great.
Did the right thing, took our advice, took him home and boned him.
Great.
So far, it's a win-win.
Yes.
Now, however, she'd like to see him again. And she didn't bother exchanging all the pertinent information. They exchanged some digits, all right, just no phone numbers.
Oh, wait. She took him home and didn't get his name?
Yes.
That's what the email says.
She
is
a good time right there.
She's the best. But I don't know whether this is intentional that she doesn't know who he is or what the story is there. But she now wants our help in trying to find him, somebody who was at the singles party, because she'd like another go at him.
Maybe he didn't give her his right name. That's what I'm worried about. She says in her email that he said his name was Barack. And I just don't think – I don't think that's likely. I'm just guessing.
It's not common.
Yeah.
And also tomorrow, of course, Doc will be in the newsroom, and he'll be starting us off on the first of 45 days of legislation that will culminate in the Supreme Court mid-December deciding who the president is. We got that all to look forward to tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Cat Corbett's next 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock includes Kings of Leon and their latest, also the Smashing Pumpkins, the Offspring, Rise Against Bravery, and more right after this on K-Rock.